Mortgage wants to remind you that rates are still at a two-year low. So now is not the time to gamble with that interest-only or adjustable-rate mortgage. For your free mortgage analysis, call 76 Mortgage today at 602-265-LOAN. That's 602-265-5626. Or log on to 76mortgage.com. BK number 0907413. To get more information about fixed-rate loans, call 602-265-LOAN or log on to 76mortgage.com today.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.
KP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. With signs of a possible recession looming, Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke is answering questions about an economic stimulus package.
To be useful, a fiscal stimulus package should be implemented quickly and structured so that its effects on aggregate spending are felt as much as possible within the next 12 months or so.
And he told a congressional committee anything that involves putting money into the hands of households and firms would be more effective than other ideas, like making the president's tax cut permanent. The latest signs of trouble in the housing industry. Construction of new homes fell last year by the largest amount in 27 years. Economist Hugh Johnson says the credit crunch has been devastating for contractors wanting to build homes.
Everybody knows there's a huge overhang of inventories, unsold inventories of homes, in the hands of speculators that need to be sold, and that's going to take a lot of time to sell those homes.
On Wall Street, traders are selling again, the Dow now down 148 points. More Marines are heading to Afghanistan, but Defense Secretary Gates says the deployment is not a slap at other NATO countries.
This deployment of Marines does not reflect dissatisfaction about the military performance in Afghanistan of allied forces from other nations.
The Los Angeles Times had reported that Gates had said he's concerned that NATO allies are not well trained in counterinsurgency operations. Dozens of flights have been canceled. Schools are closed from Georgia to the Mid-Atlantic. A winter storm is making its way through the region. Meanwhile, in Southern California, gale force winds have downed power lines and toppled trees. This woman told KNBC TV the winds are so bad she got locked out of her car.
I got out of my car to let my dog relieve himself, and the winds have been so strong out here they just shut my door right behind me.
Gusts of 74 miles an hour have been reported in some areas. Thousands of people have also been left without power throughout Southern California. This is AP Radio News. O.J. Simpson is out of jail and headed to Florida. A friend of the former football star says he boarded a flight from Las Vegas to Miami and is scheduled to arrive at his home later today. An airliner mishap at Heathrow Airport affected a flight for British Prime Minister Gordon Brown.
A British Airways passenger jet has had to make an emergency landing at Heathrow Airport, the pilot landing the Boeing 777 short of the runway. Five fire trucks quickly surrounded the plane, and there are reports that a number of passengers have been slightly injured. The incident has led to the delay to the Prime Minister's plane taking off on an official trip to China and India. Airport officials haven't commented yet on what caused the emergency landing. Charles Ledesma, London.
Four paparazzi arrested for reckless driving while chasing Britney Spears' car in the San Fernando Valley. Police saw several cars following a white Mercedes around 11:30 last night. The cars were following Spears too closely and traveling at unsafe speeds. The four photographers in the cars chasing her were booked for investigation of reckless driving. Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Brought to you by Casino Arizona. It's easy to bid today on sports memorabilia at Casino Arizona. Play with your cashback players club card and earn auction bucks. Either casino location or go to CasinoArizonaCollectibles.com for details.
1480 KPHX. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Sticking a big old wad of truth in your ear every day. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
I'm attorney Van Osteen. If you're seriously injured through someone else's fault, you have a right to expect two things: fair compensation for what's been taken away from you, and a lawyer who knows how to get it done for you. But left to profit-driven insurance companies, you can be sure they'll try to pay you as little as possible. At the law firm of Osteen and Harrison, you'll be represented by a personal injury lawyer who knows how to win for you. We've been doing it for more than 30 years, and we've recovered more than $3 billion for our clients. Call us at 602-252-8888 or find us on the Internet at vanosteen.com. It's not about getting even. It's a matter of getting you what you deserve. I'm Van Osteen, and we'd like to help you.
Get in touch with Osteen and Harrison at 602-252-8888. That's 252-8888 or vanosteen.com.
Hi, this is Tom Hartman with three words for anyone who's thinking about remodeling their home. Aspen Gold Renovations. That's it. Aspen Gold Renovations. Remodeling your home is vastly different from new construction. Owner Dan Hall has over 30 years' experience in residential remodeling. From a simple built-in bookcase to kitchens and baths to complete home makeovers, Dan has assembled a team of like-minded remodeling professionals, including architectural designers, engineers, and interior designers, as well as some of the top tradesmen in the Valley for all your remodeling needs. Check out some of their work at AspenGoldRenovations.com. That's AspenGoldRenovations.com. Or call Dan directly at 602-689-1508. 602-689-1508. Aspen Gold Renovations is a proud sponsor of 1480 KPHX Progressive Talk Radio. Call Aspen Gold Renovations today, 602-689-1508, or check them out online at aspengoldrenovations.com.
New year.
I want the Democrats to win.
New hope.
I'm Barack Obama.
New direction.
Makes it harder for these cowboys to go to war.
New election.
Freedom requires religion.
The beginning of the end.
But I'm the decider.
And the end of the beginning.
Nominate the very best person we can.
2008. Listen, talk, hear, hope, and follow the path to a new era.
The issue is whether we can have a president that can restore trust.
New year, new voice. The Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX. This is the Tom Hartman Program, live and exclusively on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX. Welcome to the Tom Hartman Program.
Tom Hartman.
Truth in Broadcasting.
Welcome back. I'm Laura Flanders sitting in for Tom. Tom, wherever you are, I hope you're having fun. Relax a little, why don't you? Hey, Laura Flanders here with you from Radio Nation here, broadcasting live on Air America Radio. Thanks for having me. What a period we are in, people, and you are just the people to talk about all this. Let's discuss the role of we, the people, in our government. What kind of a leader do you want? What sort of leadership do you like? Let's remember, I know that our friend Tom is keen on the quotes of the day. Let's remember what Roosevelt said, FDR that is. Let us never forget that government is ourselves and not an alien power over us. The ultimate rulers of our democracy are not a president and senators and congressmen and government officials, but the voters of this country. That's us. All you truth seekers, all you folks who get tagged it at the end of every Tom Hartman program, it's us FDR is talking about in the same way it was as it was us that Jefferson was talking about. And yet look at the state of our politics today. You have got in the news today mudslinging galore, robocalls slandering just about everybody on the GOP side and a few people on the Democratic side in South Carolina. You have money galore. In the second hour of this program, we're going to be talking with Craig Holman from Public Citizen about just how much money is being poured in by whom to buy the White House this November. So you got the mudslinging, you got the money grubbing, then you've got the media manipulation that would have us believe that an entire political campaign has nothing to do with the campaign, but only to do with the charisma or lack thereof of the leader. So what we've got is a lot of a morass to get through, leaving one key piece out of the picture, and that's us. Is the campaign really about the charisma of the leader, or is the campaign about the ground game, the organizer's skills, the motivation of the volunteers, the tools at their disposal? This gets to my question of the night. All right, afternoon or morning, depending on where you are. I had a long evening. Maybe we'll get to it. All right, the question for me right now is, what kind of a leader do we want in this country? It's the stuff of the national debate. It was being played out. This question was being played out in the Democratic debate on Tuesday in Las Vegas.
when you had Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton laying out pretty clear and pretty different models of leadership. And I'll tell you, I sat in my living room with my partner, Elizabeth, and Elizabeth and I had completely different reactions to these two contenders. On the one hand, there is me listening to Barack Obama and saying, you know, he's got a point. We don't want leaders who have some rigid, ideologically fixed vision of what they want to do with the country exactly. We don't want another Bushite in there who thinks he's so clear that he's right that he doesn't need advice from anybody. I'm moved by the kind of style of Obama that is the organizer's style. And let's remember, he grew up came up as a community organizer in Chicago, worked with and learned from Saul Alinsky. The model of that kind of community organizing is the leader gets his or her skills, her leadership right to lead, from the community and takes direction, as it were, from the community. So it's not just, you know, some ideologue coming in saying, this is what we're going to do. It's somebody who goes around the housing project of the community or surveys the church and says, okay, well, these seem to be your priorities. How about we try to get together and work on A, B, and C? Oh, you don't want to work on C? Well, we'll just work on A and B. That kind of thing. There's something to be said for that model of leadership, and we can talk about what is to be said for it as the program continues. But on the other hand, so I'm thinking, well, that's a refreshing break, and that is consistent with Barack Obama's organizing message of we and us and creating a new nation of a new level of engagement. And American people want to be more engaged than they've wanted to be for years, it seems to me. There's an interesting piece in USA Today about just how much enthusiasm and how much willingness there seems to be in the American populace right now to get up and vote and do more than that this race. We'll talk about that. But that, you know, resonated with me. Meanwhile, Elizabeth is listening to that and thinking, that is just wishle washle waffle. And when she hears Hillary Clinton say, I am going to be a hands-on leader, I am on day one going to know what to do. She's on day one going to know where the bathrooms are. That's a start. She's on day one going to know what to do. She's got advisors who've been experienced in the White House. She's going to be able to walk in there and do battle with the right and do after battle with whatever other enemies we may have. Elizabeth says, great. That's the kind of leadership we need. That's the kind of person who you can trust to make a snap decision. I'm not going to have to consult with a committee. I'm saying, I'll take the committee, I think. I'd love to hear from you. 866-303-2270. 866-303-AAR0 is the number to call if you want to weigh in on this. What kind of a leader do you want? Do you want the leader that says to you, I'll fix it. I'll be your servant, which is very much the pledge that Hillary Clinton is running on, that she will be the kind of strong leader that will keep us out of trouble, that will respond to the problems of the nation of the day? Or do you want the kind of leader who, frankly, puts a little bit more work in your hands? 866-303-2270, that's the number to call. You're being called by Barack Obama to do more than simply vote. You're being called by Barack Obama to get involved in your community, to get engaged. The whole style of his campaign, I was just in Colorado Springs, not the most radical place in the world. I mean, let's face it, you drive into town, and there is on the north end of town the biggest Air Force Academy. And forgive me, all you Colorado Springs listeners, if this is boring to you, but this enormous Air Force Academy with a chapel in the design of a rocket launcher that is apparently, and this is what I was told, maybe somebody can confirm or deny this, I was told that the National Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs is 3 times the landmass size of Manhattan. Now that is big. So that's at the north end of town. At the south end of town, you've got the NORAD, North Atlantic Radio Electronic Defense System, basically the spy central for the military, lurking on the mountaintop there. And in between, you've basically got a valley of evangelical megachurches, including Focus on the Family, New Life. I actually went to a New Life service. I'll tell you about that maybe. Anyway, this is not your radical place. And yet before, I wanted to go there before many days had passed since the Iowa caucuses, because I wanted to see who was on the ground before the paid staff of these different campaigns came in. What kind of volunteer movement or presence do these different campaigns have? And I'll tell you, I was taken aback. I'll tell you about it right after the break. 866-303-2270. That's 866-303-AAR0. We'll take your calls. Talk to me about leadership, all of you out there. What kind do you want? And is there a way to have both? I'm Laura Flanders, filling in for Tom Hartman. A lot coming up on today's program about Nevada, the Nevada primary, about money in this race, about what difference women will make, the presence of women in the legislature in Nevada on that primary this weekend, and more. Stay tuned.
Tom Hartman Program, taking back the mainstream media. 3 hours a day, 5 days a week. Mike Malloy at 7 p.m., Rachel Maddow at 10, weeknights on 1480 KPHX.
Hi, Tom Hartman here. Are you fed up with cleaning your floors? Tired of messy mops and buckets? Sick of spending a fortune on replacement chemical cleaning pads? Now there's a solution. It's the Shark Steam Mop, the fastest, easiest, and best way to deep clean the floors in your home. The Shark Steam Mop obliterates tough grime on tile floors, eradicates stubborn dirt on linoleum and vinyl, and even melts away sticky, dried-up messes. I have personally used this product, and I love it. There's no mess that the Shark Steam Mop can't handle, and it works on all types of floor surfaces all around your home, even hardwoods. The Shark Steam Mop uses superheated steam and a special steam-activated microfiber cleaning pad to loosen, lift, and clean up the dirt. And at only four easy payments of $19.95, it costs less than people spend on chemical cleaners. Get yours by calling 1-800-733-1106 or online to sharkhomecare.com. Go ahead and try the Shark Steam Mop risk-free for 60 days, and if you don't love it, they'll even send you your money back. Call 1-800-733-1106 or visit sharkhomecare.com.
Do you know why you get dark circles under your eyes? Because blood leaks out of your capillaries and pools under your skin. I'm not kidding. It's just like an ugly bruise. But now you can erase dark circles with a clinically proven breakthrough called Hydralyze. Hydralyze diminishes dark circles and tightens puffiness and bags by repairing leaky capillaries, leaving you with younger, brighter eyes. See for yourself by calling for a free trial of Hydralyze today. Just call 1-800-522-0884.
The dark circles have disappeared. Oh, I love it. I don't want to put the mirror down.
Even surgery cannot deliver these stunning results. Hydralyze is so powerful it even helps build new collagen in the skin, reducing crow's feet and wrinkles. Try Hydralyze risk-free and shed years from your appearance faster than you thought possible.
My husband, he can't stop complimenting me. People tell me I look 10 years younger.
You deserve younger, brighter eyes. Turn back the clock with a free trial of Hydralyze. For your free trial, call 1-800-522-0884. That's 1-800-522-0884.
So you want to stop smoking? Well, you could try the nicotine patch or gums at a cost of $200 to $400 to find out they have a success rate of 7% and no refunds when it doesn't work 93% of the time. Here's a better option. It's called All Natural Smoke Free, and it's a complete stop smoking program with no caffeine or nicotine, and it not only works on your physical addiction, but your mental addiction as well. And here's the best part. You can try it free. That's right, free. Grab a pen and take this number down. 1-800-610-9548. When you call today, you get a 30-day supply of the Smoke Free capsules, a guide to living smoke free book, a CD and DVD support program, weight loss capsules, and a capsule holder. Over $130 worth of product free. You just cover a small shipping and handling fee. If the program works for you, then of course we expect to be paid. If it doesn't work for you, pay nothing more than the small shipping handling fee. There is no stop smoking program on the market today that offers this type of guarantee. Call 1-800-610-9548 to get your free order of All Natural Smoke Free. 1-800-610-9548.
Evanston Electric wants to rewire the way Arizona thinks about electrical services. For over 18 years, Evanston Electric has provided the most reliable, same-day, valley-wide electrical services, which are all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. They are licensed, bonded, and insured for a worry-free repair. Maybe you're remodeling and simply need to install new light fixtures or electrical outlets. Or maybe you have an emergency electrical situation that could spell real disaster. Well, the elite group of trained electricians at Evanston are ready to help on a moment's notice. In fact, they have the know-how needed to rewire an entirely outdated electrical system, such as knob and tube wiring, found in many older and historic homes. Evanston Electric specializes in historic valley homes and has been a longtime supporter of 1480 KPHX. So rewire the way you think about valley electricians. To set up an appointment, call 623-580-VOLT. That's 623-580-VOLT. 580-8658, or log on to rewiringarizona.com. Evanston Electric, Rewiring Arizona. Log on now to www.rewiringarizona.com.
The Randy Rogue Show, weekdays from 1 to 4 on 1480 KPHX.
We're back. I'm Laura Flanders, and you're listening to, well, you're listening to the Tom Hartman Show here on Air America. I'm sitting in for Tom today and tomorrow, so thanks for having me. Let's take some calls, and then I'll tell you what I found in Colorado Springs. How about that for a keep you on the hook, edge of your seat kind of a thing? Evelyn in Longmont, Colorado. Welcome to the
Hi.
Program. Glad to have you.
Thank you for letting me on your show. I just wanted to say some things about Obama. I've been watching him from the very beginning.
When was that for you?
Oh, when he first started, when was it?
Was it his convention speech?
No, it probably was on C-SPAN and places like that,
okay.
You know. And there's so many things that I do like about him, because I used to train people, and they've been doing the same thing for years and years. And you come in and you show them a different way, a faster way, a money-saving way, and they just can't. You know, I mean, they've been doing this forever. And that's the way I look. I love her, Hillary. But I look, she's the same old stuff. He's willing to really go in a different direction, and I sure think we've got this one window of opportunity to take it. Another thing I like
about... So you would have to say, when I asked the question, folks, if you missed the beginning, about what kind of leadership style do you like? I mean, I think it's a fair argument, a fair debate between those
who
say...
Well, I like one that...
You know, the real real leader who tells us where to go and what she's going to do, and the type of leader who says, I'm going to bring everybody together and we're going to discuss it.
Well, he's a leader that's going to go in a different direction. And another thing, this is unheard of. He wants to make a database that we can look things up on the computer to see what Congress is trying to pass. You know, mm-hmm. That just stuff goes right by us. He's trying to bring us in on it.
Well, I think Hillary said, to be fair, I think she said the very same thing this week.
Well, she took it from him, though. He started this, like everybody keeps saying, change. He started that,
okay.
You know.
All right, so we have an Evelyn enthusiast. I mean, we have an Obama enthusiast.
Okay, I have another thing, too.
Oh, very quickly.
I really think your foreign countries will look on him a little better and deal with him better.
Yeah, I mean, there is a point at which style is substance. You know, we tend to polarize these two things, one style, one substance. You know, what do you want? There is a point at which these two come together, and I think it might be right there that, in fact, having having the person of Barack Obama and the shift in government, preferably without any kind of, dirty tricks, and certainly without blood in the streets, from, Texan bomb the world to Obama make peace with the world, would be sending a real message. I think it would. Different from Hillary, who, let's not forget, she'll be the first woman if she's president, but she does carry that Clinton name, which makes it have an element of repeat there. All right, let's go to another caller. Let's hear from Emily in Livingston, New Jersey. Hey, Emily, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. I'm going to make a real, real fast comment.
Go for it.
I want to say, first of all, you're asking about types of leadership,
uh-huh.
And you're using these two people as examples. What the American people want is effectiveness. There are many kinds of leadership that lead to effectiveness.
Mm-hmm.
And I also feel that regarding Hillary, you're totally misrepresenting her. I find the press doing this over and over again.
All I said was quoting her. She says she's going to be a hands-on leader from day one.
Well, what does that mean? That means she's going to take care of business. It uh-huh. does not mean she's going to be a control freak. But I'm going to go through this real fast, because when I talk to you on the phone, I can't always hear what you're saying.
It's all right. Breathe, Emily. Slow down just a little, okay. So people can hear you. Okay, go. Okay.
Not only are you misrepresenting Hillary, what I feel she's saying is that she has a particular type experience,
mm-hmm.
so she wouldn't enter the Oval Office green.
Mm-hmm.
Now, regarding Obama, not having experience doesn't necessarily mean you're going to be open-minded and wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
It might mean that you end up with a mess. He's more likely to... People, well, I'm not even going to use him. People without experience are more likely to show, all of us, all of us. Anyone who doesn't have experience in a particular area are more, I mean, we're more likely to lack necessary judgment. But I would say, going back to Hillary, that her experience would give us a government that would be more like Bill Clinton.
So what do you say, Emily, to the woman we just spoke to who said that she thought that simply, well, she didn't say simply, but that the element of change represented by Barack Obama was important at this time. We can make more of a change than by going back to a Clinton, no matter what.
Well, what I would say is when people want change, they want things to be better.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've got a total mess here.
Yeah, we don't want
and
just change for change's sake.
A change
right?
back, I think that's the press again. I think that's the press going into people's minds, misrepresenting and making people actually think something that they don't really think. I think there is probably not a person in this country, a person in the world, who wouldn't want to go back to the days of Bill Clinton where we didn't go around killing people.
Well, I don't know about that.
Oil.
There are a few Iraqis out there, and people in a few other countries like Yugoslavia that do remember people being killed in the Clinton administration. But let's get to Kevin quickly before break. Kevin in Fort Collins, Colorado. Hey, Kevin.
Hello, Laura. Enjoy the show. Nice to talk to you again. I talked to you a few years ago when we used to carry you here in Fort Collins, AM 760 on the weekends. But anyway, I want to get right to it and talk about the person that no one wants to talk about, John Edwards. John Edwards is the person that doesn't take corporate money, Washington lobbyist money, like the other two candidates do. Brock, his campaign's well-funded, and so is Hillary.
Now, Kevin, on the issue of leadership, where maybe I have unfairly polarized these two, but I think it's a helpful discussion. Where on that spectrum do you think Edwards is?
Well, on leadership, he's showing it. He's not going to be led around by the nose by big corporations. Goldman Sachs has contributed to Barack's campaign. Hillary's been highly funded by the healthcare industry. With big contributions come big favors and big expectations of favors.
He certainly didn't get much of an answer, did he, Kevin, when he asked Barack Obama, why do you think people make those contributions? Good question. He didn't get any answer.
Very good question. Poor answer. Obama also had a bad answer when he took on Hillary about the fact that with terrorists and her comment about that, the right-wing media went absolutely nuts on that. And with those kind of gaffes that Obama keeps making, he talked about, you know, his fact that he wasn't very careful with his paperwork and that type of thing. Those little gaffes like that, and then Hillary went and copied Edwards' comment about service.
Right. Well, it goes back to what our last caller was saying, was with lack of experience maybe comes likelihood of making a mistake. But I won't forget the first caller who was so moved by a campaign that talks about change and about everybody. Thanks for all of your calls. When we come back, we'll hear from Bob Fulkerson of PLAN, an extraordinary coalition working on the election in Nevada. I'm Laura Flanders. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to the Tom Hartman Program. Call Tom at 866-303-2270. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Barrios, and Mike Malloy. Weekdays on 1480 KPHX. Let your voice be heard.
First of all, I really appreciate Air America's election coverage.
I've just been hearing a lot of Hillary bashing. You know, this woman has absolutely been through the fire and come out.
Watching Obama speak last night, watching the young people behind him, the enthusiasm, brought back all those feelings back from the 60s.
What do you think? Call in at 866-303-2270. Speak up. We're listening.
Hi, Mother Nature here. In between making beautiful sunsets, I've been consulting with the nice people who made Sucrets Complete on an all-new formula, Sucrets Herbal. On my recommendation, they've added soothing green tea, plus flavors like pomegranate and honey with ginseng to the sore throat and cough relief Sucrets is famous for. Sadly, my beehive packaging idea didn't work out. So for sore throat or cough relief, it's all in the tin, Sucrets.
Reason number 13 to switch to Geico. Everybody else is doing it. Now we know that logic never won an argument with your mom, especially when you were lobbying for that BB gun. You could put an eye out or something. But when it comes to car insurance, joining the crowd could be a good thing. Last year, more than 3 million drivers switched to GEICO for savings, round-the-clock service, and the latest in online technology. Yep, millions switched, and nobody put a single eye out.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Out with StarRegistry.com. That was Duran Duran's Falling Down, written with Justin Timberlake. Hear it at StarRegistry.com and name a star after someone you love this Valentine's Day.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Have you noticed the hammering has died down? I'm Rita Foley. Construction of new homes last year dropped by the largest amount in 27 years, down almost 25%, says the government. Well, now the President, the Congress, and the Fed Chief Ben Bernanke are talking about how to keep us out of a recession. Bernanke just told lawmakers whatever they agree to do has to be done fast.
Stimulus that comes too late will not help support economic activity in the near term. And it could be actively destabilizing if it comes at a time when growth is already improving.
Authorities in North Carolina say they may have the weapon that was used to kill a pregnant Marine, but they're not saying what it was. They think the suspect, Cesar Lorien, has sneaked out of the country.
We have developed some intelligence, some information that has made us relatively sure that he has been has crossed the border into Mexico.
That's the FBI. You might call it a crash, but Heathrow Airport in London calls it an emergency landing. A passenger jet landed just short of the runway. Three people were hurt. The incident delayed a flight the British Prime Minister was supposed to take. I'm Rita Foley.
1480 KPHX, Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Ferries, and Mike Malloy. It's talk radio for the rest of us. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Helping your senior loved ones relocate can be a daunting endeavor. Where do you begin? How can you possibly find enough time for planning and running the move? What about the emotional, family, medical, and legal considerations? What is the first step? Without the time and expertise required, you and your loved ones may face a tough transition. The caring experts and Transitioning Adults Plus have the time and experience to bring comfort, security, and trust into the lives of seniors and their families before, during, and after their life transitions. Your loved one receives a transition coach to fully organize the move and ease the emotional burdens. And Transitioning Adults Plus provides you with decades of experience to find the right living environment and other support nationwide. Call 1-866-340-9136 or visit whatisthefirststep.com. Transitioning Adults Plus. 1-866-340-9136. whatisthefirststep.com.
The information contained on your computer is worth more than the computer itself. Just imagine the cost of losing your family photos, your music, your financial information, and all the other documents you keep on your computer. Backing up your files is the only sure way to protect the information on your computer. With one call, 5-9 Computer Services will come to you to set up a backup scheme that fits your needs. Give 5-9 a call at 602-535-5699 or visit us online at aztechsupport.net.
Listening to the radio, it's a daily activity for many people, right? But what if you couldn't listen to the radio, hear everyday conversations, or recognize voices of loved ones? Hearing loss is a common, preventable condition in the U.S., and it doesn't just affect the elderly. Protect your hearing. For more information on hearing loss and referrals to an otolaryngologist, the only medical doctor specifically trained to treat the ear, nose, throat, head, and neck, visit www.entdoctors.org. A message from the American Academy of Otolaryngology, Head and Neck Surgery.
The Randy Rhodes Show.
Oh, I swear to God, who wants to hear Chris Matthews go off on how manly Fred Thompson is? It's like watching Brokeback Mountain over and over again. Really, I can't quit you, Fred Thompson. I just can't quit you. Ugh, it's bad enough he spits and you have to watch with a raincoat. Now you got to wonder what's going on under the rain. I don't want to go there. I don't want to do that.
The Randy Rhodes Show. Weekdays from 1 to 4 on the Valley's Progressive Talk. 1480 KPHX. Now more with Tom Hartman on the Valley's Progressive Talk. 1480 KPHX.
Laura Flanders. You're listening to the Tom Hartman Show here on Air America Radio. Welcome to all of you, coast to coast. Glad to have you with us. The number here is 866-303-2270. That's 866-303-2270. Well, I guess you'll just have to wait for me to tell you what it was like in Colorado Springs. But let me just say, in this not the most progressive place on the planet, when they did finally open the Barack Obama campaign office, meaning a staffed office with people who are paid, et cetera, they already had done enough grassroots work, the volunteers, that 300 folks showed up for the celebration. They had 140 precinct captains already ready to work the caucus. This is, as I said, before the paid staff got there. 90 students at Colorado College, not a very radical place. They're in the same city as, focused on the family and the military, you name it. They've got 90 students there signed up before the paid workers get in there. It speaks to a level of passion at that campaign at the grassroots level that I think is fascinating. I'm not weighing in at this moment on who would make the best president, but boy, that campaign has me excited at the level of how many people are getting engaged, how much the organizing is putting power into the hands of the people, how much the people who are working in that campaign feel they're part of something bigger than them. I'll tell you, I was impressed and excited, and it is part of what has me excited about this election. Yes, there's the mudslinging, and we're seeing all these nasty, slanderous robocalls in South Carolina, just as we did 4 years ago. Yes, there's the money grubbing, and we're going to talk in our second hour with a guy who has a very strange title. He is the government ethics lobbyist for Public Citizen website. Now, that doesn't mean that he's lobbying, he's lobbying for government ethics, but he's also taking on the lobbyists, if you know what I mean. He's going to be talking about just how much money is going into this race and from whom or what, getting to the heart of John Edwards' question this Tuesday. What do people give all that money for? So you got the money grubbing, you've got the mudslinging, you've got the media manipulation that would have us believe that only the candidates and their charisma matters. The actual people involved in the campaign below that really play no part in it. It's the problem with horse race coverage. It makes us feel like the only players that matter are the horses, and that gives us all the sort of message that it's okay for us to sit it out. But the exciting thing is that people look at USA Today. American voters are more engaged and excited about this election than we have seen in years. By a 2-to-1 survey, according to USA Today, people that were polled say that they were more enthusiastic than usual about voting this year. 9 in 10 say they believe it makes a difference. 62% were more enthusiastic about this year's presidential race. And one of the things that's getting more people more excited is the change in the schedule of the primaries. Now, many in the media find it a drag. Oh, that's so front-loaded. What are we going to do all year? We've got to be in so many places at once. But in a state like Nevada, where people will go to the polls and caucus on Saturday, it really is providing a role in this process for the people of that state that they never enjoyed before. And the caucus system, unlike the primary system, the caucus system where people have to look at each other face-to-face, talk with their neighbors, and really hash this stuff out, gets people engaged in a way that, well, it really increases their level of participation, not just at the voting level, but at the sort of deliberative level, deciding, thinking about stuff. I think it's exciting, and I know our next guest thinks it's exciting, too. His name is Bob Fulkerson. He is the founder and director of PLAN, the Progressive Leadership Alliance of Nevada. PLAN is an extraordinary coalition of nonprofit groups. I think it was 41 or 42 members last time I looked. And, Bob, welcome to the program. I want to get your take on what's going on.
Well, thanks. It's great to be here. It is, it's hard to overestimate, the level of excitement and energy and fun, that people are having with these
conferences.
Fun?
Did you say fun?
Oh, it's, well, I mean, there's some blood on the ground, all right, between friends that, you know, people who were friends, 6 months ago, and right now they've gone to blows. But, you know, beyond that, the fun in terms of seeing people who have not been engaged before, who have never done politics before, learning how to knock on doors, learning how to persuade people, learning how to do a field campaign. And not just one or two people, but we're talking thousands, thousands, and particularly young people who are going to be, you know, and these are Nevadans who are going to be here to help build our movement in the future. I mean, to me, that is a lot of fun.
Now, this is different from 4 years ago, although people will remember Nevada was a battleground state in the generals, but there was never this kind of excitement in the first early primary season.
Well, 4 years ago, they all parachuted in, you know, and they all came in and told us what we should be doing.
Now,
and this time, it's a lot more organic. It's just like in Colorado Springs, where a lot of the groundwork was laid by volunteers, and then the staff came in and in a respectful way has been working with the locals to build a movement.
Now, tell me how that works, and describe for our audience a little bit the plan, a coalition. I mean, you've got members that span from gay and lesbian groups to environmental groups to unions to Native Americans, extraordinary group.
Well, you just said it, and we're trying to pull all of those sometimes potentially competing and disparate interests into working on common campaigns around racial, environmental, and economic equity issues.
And are you succeeding?
Well, we've done some pretty groundbreaking work in terms of getting $1 billion in new taxes raised to spend on education and human services issues. We were able to reenfranchise 44,000 former inmates who have been shut out of our political system because they made a mistake. They paid for their mistakes, and we think they should be part of the system now, and they are.
So we're giving people a sense of, you have some credentials to talk about all this. Tell us a little bit about the kind of ways in which people are organizing around this campaign. And, you know, a lot of expectation was there that if the caucus was moved up into the early part of the schedule, as it has been, it will give new voice to the Latino voters who are in such a number there in Nevada, to the labor voice so big in the south of the state, to the environmentalists who you work with up in Reno and others. Has it done that? Do you feel like your issues, healthcare, are in a new, you know, have gained new priority or attention in this race?
Well, you know, I would say yes and no. I mean, yes, in terms of the issues of Yucca Mountain, the issues of home foreclosures of Las Vegas is number one. Some of the healthcare issues. But, you know, at the same time, the level of discussion has not been as deep. And I think we certainly saw that at the so-called black-brown debate last week, or, you know, a couple nights ago, where we really expected a much more frank and open and candid discussion about race and racial equity issues. We just didn't get that.
Now, yeah, I was disappointed that the candidates, so Hillary Clinton anyway, her comment was, and I know people are not going to like this, but this is what she said. She said, Barack Obama and I have a sharing agreement, or we're in agreement that we don't want race and gender to play a role in this race. Well, it will, of course, those things will, of course, play a role in this race. They play a role in our daily life, minute to minute, in the air we breathe. Anyway, so I'm with you. It was almost like, let's get this over with. Let's not even talk about it too much.
Right, I blame the moderators for that, too. I think that, what do we expect from two corporate media types that, you know, have been stewed in this thing that we don't talk about this in polite company. Let's just, get on with it.
And, of course, it's not a person of color in the picture when it
exactly.
comes to the interviewing.
Yeah.
Have you been disappointed by the attention that John Edwards has been getting, particularly in Nevada, where a lot of people believe that he would really plug into the labor community, resonate with that community? He's done a lot of work there, been there for many, many months. He does seem to be getting short shrift, as everybody says.
He really is. Yeah, it's really unfair. There's a great blog here, the Las Vegas Gleaner, he wrote this morning about the fact that Edwards does not exist. The local press, the national press, is not paying attention to this guy as much as they should be, because he is neck and neck. I mean, they're all three bunched up with, roughly 30% apiece, and anything can happen on Saturday.
Mm. Now, you've talked with all of the candidates, is that right?
Yes.
And what do you think?
Well, I think they're fantastic. I think they're great. We have people on our staff, our leadership, and our member groups who are roughly some are going for Hillary, some are going for Edwards. I'm personally an Obama supporter on my own time. Of course, Plan doesn't endorse, but on my own time, that's who I'm going for.
Now, why?
Well, actually, you know, I did a lot of thinking about this. I actually did some meditating on it, and what came to me clearly was that, you know, Obama has the ability to inspire change in our country, mm-hmm. and he can move our country in a positive direction. And you know, so that's who I had to go for.
Okay, well, I'm not going to make you, you know, we didn't bring you on here to be an endorser here, but I am interested in the sense, in the subject of leadership. You know, here you are, you head up an organization that is the coalition of all these many, many groups. In the first part of the program, I was talking about the question, you know, the different styles of leadership that exist and that have been a subject of debate this week, most notably on Tuesday there in that Democratic debate. You've got on the one hand, and yes, this is to oversimplify, but to make the point, Hillary Clinton talking about a hands-on leader, that she will have the savvy and the experience and the know-how to be able to make executive decisions on day one and stick to them. On the other, you have a much more kind of grassroots organizer style of leadership coming from Barack Obama, where he says, I don't keep my desk very clean. I rely on other people to help me with that. And in fact, his leadership style is way more pull the community together, poll the community, in which case I'm assuming in the White House that would be, you know, senior advisors. And we'll make a decision altogether. Sort of fear of the rigidity of ideological certainty that he saw and we, so many of us, saw in the Bush White House.
Mm-hmm.
From your experience as a leader of a coalition of groups that are so different, how do you? What are your thoughts about how the best leaders work?
Well, I think the best leaders, you know, lead by example, not just by words. The best leaders love the people that they're working with, and love, you know, isn't just this feeling. It's actions, it's deeds, it's the willingness to get down and dirty in the same way that you're asking your people to, you know, and I really love the fact that, you know, the Barack comes out of an organizing background.
Mm. And by that standard, how do you read the Clinton campaign's promises in the sense that she does have a loyal team around her? She's clearly managed to keep lead advisors with her for many years. There's a loyalty there that is not to be sneezed at.
Absolutely. And the people who love Hillary will do anything for her, and I really admire that about her. She does engender the loyalty and the sense of commitment. My mom and dad, I mean, gosh, talk about divisions. They are just royal. They, you know, really, they have organizers for Hillary living with them, and they will, you know, they're emblematic of the supporters for Hillary.
All right. Now, one other question that some people, well, I know that I want to make sure that we cover. There were some people, when you talk about deeds rather than words, President Clinton came out in favor of the lawsuit to shut down the caucus sites at the casinos this past weekend, right after Hillary Clinton had distanced herself from this suit brought by the NEA, the Education Association. How is that playing, and is she going to pay a price for any of that?
This is one of the worst divisions that we've seen, you know, within the House of Labor, within the left in Nevada. It is a very bitter dispute. It's horrible. I mean, my take on it is that, you know, despite the merits of the suit, why didn't they do this, six months ago?
What everybody says is, well, they were waiting to see which way the casino workers would go with their endorsement. When they saw that the casino workers were going for Obama, that's when they switched.
Well, I think that's a pretty good observation.
Ouch. All right, going back to the Clinton campaign for a second, she has a series of new ads running in Nevada, I understand. One pitching itself pretty closely to women, talking about her experience. Another focusing pretty tightly on finances, the housing crunch. How is it to be a Nevadan these days? You must have ads coming at you from every direction. Are you getting robocalls, too?
Oh, God, yeah, tons of robocalls. The mail has been really good, actually. Lots of TV ads. But, you know, but the great thing is being able to go to events. I mean, you know, John Edwards, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama are all here in Reno for the next couple of days. They've all been down in Las Vegas. And there's opportunities for people to go and really, you know, literally talk to them or their surrogates about, you know, what they care about. And we've never had that before. I mean, this is a backwater podunk state that was great to send your nuclear waste to and go to a brothel if you wanted to and look at the sagebrush, but we've never had this level of excitement or attention, and we love it.
We're talking with Bob Folkerson, and you can find out more about PLAN, the Progressive Leadership Alliance of Nevada, at plannevada.org. That's one N, plannevada.org. Leave us, Bob, with your thoughts. You know, it is easy sometimes to look at the nature of our elections and say, oh, goodness, with so much money, $400 million really minimum for any candidate to run, and we're going to talk about that in the next segment, the next hour, with so much media manipulation, you just can't put a foot wrong without it being played a gazillion times in the media, with so much mudslinging in the robocalls and who knows what else, what role can organized people really play? What do you say to those folks?
Well, we're seeing it here in Nevada. We're seeing people, you know, again, you know, particularly young people who are being involved in this stuff for the first time and knocking on doors. And, you know, in the best way, I mean, those Yale studies about how to convince people to vote. It's not an ad. It's not a robocall. It is one neighbor talking to another. But even more than that is if you belong to an organization, it's that organizational member talking to another member that changes people, and that persuades people. And, so we're building that into the culture of the of our movement here in Nevada, using these caucuses as a way to build that.
Well,
so it's
really exciting, and I bet people can plug into what PLAN is doing if they go to your website. Bob, thanks so much for being with us. You've kicked off an exciting couple of days as we anticipate the Saturday caucuses there.
www.planevada.org.
You got it. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
We'll be back after the break. I'm Laura Flanders. You're listening to the Tom Hartman Show on Air America Radio. We'll take more of your calls, 866-303-2270 on the other side.
Hartman Program, the true people's radio.
Tom Hartman.
The Valley's Progressive Talk, streaming live at 1480kphx.com.
My name is Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock. What I'm about to tell you is true. My social security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, we give you a $1 million guarantee that your identity will not be stolen.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credit, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens. And if anything happens while you're client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-607-9187 now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-607-9187. That's 1-800-607-9187. Again, 1-800-607-9187.
You want security for the road ahead. The key to achieving your financial security is planning. Maybe you want to fund your children's college education, protect your family during your working years, or guarantee your own retirement security. These things simply won't happen on their own. You need someone to help make a plan to meet your financial objectives. But who do you turn to? Who will take the time to listen to your needs, your dreams? How about a progressive thinker and a progressive financial planning professional? Hi, I'm Donna Greathouse, local agent with New York Life and a proud supporter of 1480 KPHX. I serve the financial and insurance needs of both traditional and non-traditional families in the Valley. Call me today for your free financial needs analysis at 480-840-2370. That's 480-840-2370.
Want a family-friendly dental office with an experienced dentist and staff, plus low-cost ways to rejuvenate your smile? Then call a specialist, the Denture Specialist, at 602-651-1436. With an on-site denture lab and prices starting at $249. Get a free exam and whitening with any paid cleaning. Most insurance is accepted. Most dentures made within a week. Take a bite out of life. Call the Denture Specialist today, 602-651-1436.
Hi, friends. This is Bill Begley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Now, why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, a $75 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-416-7423. That's 1-800-416-7423. Limit one bottle per household. Again, it's 1-800-416-7423.
The Jeff Farias Show.
Iran and Al-Qaeda take over Iraq. They will destabilize the entire Middle East, and they will strike at us here at home.
Iran and Al-Qaeda. Did I mention Iran and Al-Qaeda? Yeah, they're not working together, Joe. Never have, never will. And gosh, somebody with all of your expertise and knowledge about, you know, foreign affairs would probably know something like that.
The Jeff Farias Show, weekday afternoons from 4 to 7 on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX. Randy Rhodes is next at 1 p.m., then Jeff Farias at 4. This is 1480 KPHX.
Tom Hartman program is brought to you in part by the 200,000 health and hospital workers at SEIU 1199, fighting for quality, affordable health care for all Americans. Keeping our families healthy should be a right, not a privilege.
Yeehaw, right, not a privilege. I couldn't agree more. I'm Laura Flanders sitting in for Tom Hartman. When we come back, we will take your calls, and we've got a great debate going among our callers here about what it means to be a leader and what kind of leader they want. I'm dying to talk to you. We'll get to you right after the headlines. We'll also talk to a man who's put together the stats on just what money, which is to say how much from whom, is going into these different races. You've heard it from a lot of people this evening, this afternoon, whatever time of day it is with you. You've heard it from a lot of people that nearly all the top-tier candidates on both sides, except for Edwards, are foregoing publicly public financing in this election. The dollar amounts basically are adding us up to a $1 billion campaign, our first $1 billion campaign. And some of the money is hard to figure out because it's what you call bundling. Candidates are allowed to take unlimited, unregulated cash pulled together from lots of different folks. And we don't get a sense of just who this money is coming from in the way that we did when it just came from one lobbyist. So bundling is going to be the topic with our guest, Craig Holman, and it's a kind of warm and fuzzy word, I think, for something that scares the heck out of me. Maybe the whole debate we hear among the candidates about lobbying is just so much kaflooey, because the reality is money is driving this race unless we stop it. I'm Laura Flanders. The Tom Hartman program will be right back after the headlines. You're listening to Air America Radio. Stay with us. A lot more coming up.
Tom Hartman. Uncommon sense from the radical middle. This is the Tom Hartman program.
Reason number 22 to switch to Geico. We think renters are cool. Now, we don't know if you were born cool or if it's just all the cool stuff you have in your apartment. The point is, if you want to protect your considerable coolness, ask Geico about renter's insurance. For as little as $12 a month, you can protect all the stuff you hold near and dear, including that combination flat-screen TV espresso machine. Now that is cool.
For a fast, easy rate quote on renter's insurance, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO.
Aleve D.
The D is for difference.
Aleve D.
The D is for the decongestant.
Aleve D.
The D is what devours sinus pressure and nasal congestion. The amazing all-day strength of Aleve comes with the D, the leading all-day decongestant.
Aleve D.
The Aleve stops the pain. The D stops the pressure and congestion.
Aleve D sinus.
Ask for it at the pharmacy counter and feel the difference.
Aleve D sinus and cold.
Be clear and strong all day long.
Use as directed.
Do you know the difference between the millions of millionaires in this country and you? Simple. They decided they wanted to be millionaires, so they went out and did it. So, do you want to be a millionaire? If the answer is yes, then get ready to write down a number that could change your life forever. Because now you can get a free CD that shows you everything you need to start making the kind of money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself. So you're making cash even while you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. There are millions of millionaires out there. Don't you want to be one of them? Get the free CD from Internet Speedway and start making money with an internet business that virtually runs itself. For your free CD, call 1-800-551-1754. Deciding to be wealthy is the first step to becoming wealthy. Call now, 1-800-551-1754. The free CD is yours by calling 1-800-551-1754.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. Putting money into the hands of people who would spend it now. That's the idea behind plans to jumpstart the economy backed by the Fed chairman. And Ben Bernanke is urging Congress to take action quickly.
Stimulus that comes too late will not help support economic activity in the near term. And it could be actively destabilizing if it comes at a time when growth is already improving.
Construction of new homes fell in 2007 by the largest amount in 27 years. And economist Hugh Johnson says it could take a while to straighten out the housing mess.
I don't think we're certainly at the end of this very difficult period in housing, the revulsion period. And I don't even think we're near the end of it. So I think we have to wait a little bit of time. I'm looking for something bright in this, and I'm hard-pressed.
Right now, the markets are continuing their tailspin, the Dow now down 174. Homeland Security Chief Michael Chertoff says critics of new border rules need to grow up. He tells the AP that the new rules taking effect the 1st of February will mean longer lines, but they're necessary to prevent another 9/11-style attack. Defense Secretary Gates is trying to smooth some ruffled feathers after the Los Angeles Times reported that he's concerned NATO forces in Afghanistan are not well-trained in counterinsurgency operations.
Allied forces from the United Kingdom, Canada, the Netherlands, Australia, Denmark, and other nations have stepped up to the plate and are playing a significant and powerful role in Afghanistan.
Another 3,200 Marines are being sent into Afghanistan. Schools are usually safe places, but they can be deadly. The CDC reports about 16 students are murdered at schools each year. The number of killings since 1999, though, is lower than in previous years. A top Democrat has endorsed Barack Obama for president. Senator Patrick Leahy, the chairman of the Judiciary Committee, has announced he will back the Illinois senator. Obama and Hillary Clinton campaign today in California. South Carolina is the focus for the Republican candidates. This is AP Radio News. Eight people were hurt when a Boeing 777 landed short of a runway at Heathrow Airport today. British Airways CEO Willie Walsh tells Sky News an investigation is already underway.
There is a formal investigation being conducted by the Air Accident Investigation Branch of the Department for Transport, and British Airways is cooperating fully with that investigation.
The incident happened right before a plane carrying British Prime Minister Gordon Brown and a delegation of business leaders was about to take off for China. Hang on to your hat in California. Winds gusting up to 75 miles an hour are being reported. The high winds are blamed for thousands of power outages. This trucker tells KNBC-TV driving is pretty tricky.
It's really hard to drive with this wind, with the rigs that we have.
Meanwhile, in the east, a winter storm is spreading snow from Georgia to Maryland. Jack Nicholson may be looking for a matchmaker. The actor tells the AARP magazine he'd like to fall in love again. And as he gets older, he says that he just can't hit on a girl in public like he used to. Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Brought to you by Casino Arizona. It's easy to bid today on sports memorabilia at Casino Arizona. Play with your cashback players club card and earn auction bucks. Either casino location or go to CasinoArizonaCollectibles.com for details.
1480 KPHX. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Forget everything you thought you knew about talk radio. This is the Valley's Progression Talk, 1480 KPHX.
I'm attorney Van Osteen.
Some years ago, I won a landmark case in the U.S. Supreme Court. I believe that when people needed information about the law and their rights, it was too difficult to get. The legal system needed change, and my case helped do that for everyone. For more than 30 years, we've been helping people who were injured in accidents. We've recovered more than $3 billion for clients who relied on us. People acting alone are at a huge disadvantage against powerful insurance companies that use their resources to gain special favor from politicians. But our law firm will stand toe-to-toe with them. We have the skill, determination, and experience to do what needs to be done to win for you. I'm Van Osteen, and we'd like to help you.
Get in touch with Osteen and Harrison at 602-252-8888. That's 252-8888 or vanosteen.com.
You spoiled everyone this past holiday. Now why not spoil yourself with 20% off? Come into Mumbo Jumbo and find that perfect antique bedroom set at 20% off. Or how about a gorgeous mirror to feature above your fireplace at 20% off? Mumbo Jumbo is a cozy store mixed with beautiful jewelry and fantastic furniture from antique to new. And now, through January, everything in the store is 20% off. Inventory's always changing, so it's never the same place twice. Mumbo Jumbo, the perfect place to find a unique item for yourself or your home. Visit us in our turquoise painted shop on 7th Avenue, just north of Indian School. Or give us a call, Mumbo Jumbo, 602-274-7801. That's 602-274-7801. Mumbo Jumbo, just north of Indian School on 7th Avenue, and 20% off all January. What more could you ask for?
In 2008, the party that spent half $1 trillion in Iraq will lecture the rest of us about government waste. The party of divorcees, raging closet cases, and extramarital affairs will lecture the rest of us about family values. In 2008, the party that has stretched our military dangerously thin will lecture the rest of us about national security. In 2008, we can count on the Republicans to do what they do. Can we count on you? 1480 KPHX. It's talk radio for the rest of us.
This is the Tom Hartland Program, live and exclusively on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Tom Hartman Program.
Tom Hartman.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception.
All right, well, Tom is out doing exactly that. You can see him in his Protecting the Nation outfit. I'm sitting in here protecting just this little microphone, I guess. I'm Laura Flanders sitting in for Tom Hartman. Tom, wherever you are, have a little bit of fun. Relax a little. Let your hair down. Does he ever do that? 866-303-2270 is the number to call. How can he write so many books? 866-303-2270 is the number to call, although we've got a zillion people lined up to speak. We'll get to you in just a second. And let me just remind you what we've got coming up at the bottom of this hour, or rather in the next segment. We're going to talk about lobbyist bundling. Now, this doesn't, it's not bungling and it's not cuddling. It's somewhere in between. It's a new report just out from WhiteHouseForSale.org about just how much lobbyist bundling is going on. Sounds like rolling folks up in a blanket and rolling them downhill. No, it's not that. It is putting together enormous amounts of money and giving it to candidates and then still saying you're not accepting lobbyist contributions. There's about a third of $1 billion of this stuff right now in the 2008 race going to all the top contenders. We'll talk about who's getting what and what does this mean for all this talk about not taking lobbyist funds right in the next segment with Craig Holman from Public Citizen. All right, let's take some of your calls. I'm going to do a thing that I hope won't be too scary for all of you. I'm going to bring on two callers who I think have slightly differing opinions and have you discuss it in a sane and civilized way. This is not a calculation or a recipe for a catfight. This is not about mudslinging. I happen to believe, as I think Tom does, that we, the people, are quite capable of having a conversation across differences and still liking each other afterwards. All right, so Andy, come on the line. Andy in Seattle, Washington. Glad to have you. It says here that you're kind of keen on Obama. Tell us why.
Well, I actually respect all three. My concern is
Well, the only thing I've determined is I will not be able to vote for Edwards. I love his passion. I agree with what he wants to achieve, but he really appeals to a much more sexy attitude of combating. He wants to beat down the corporations and take back control, all of which I agree with, but we need an attitude of win-win. And Obama, at least by what he says, seems to be trying to be inclusive of attitudes and points of view that he agrees with and those that he does not agree with.
All right. Stay right there then, Andy. Let's have you talk with Alicia, who's in McMinnville, Oregon. McMinnville? Alicia, are you there?
You've got it.
McMinnville. I like it. Tell me your take on all this.
Well, my take, number one, I'm not, when you said you're going to have two opposing viewpoints.
No, I said slightly differing.
Is that when I first saw Obama speak in the convention a few years ago, I was brought to tears by the man and his meteoric rise to where he's now a candidate for presidency in such a short period of time has been phenomenal. But I think the average American, he says that he's bringing us, we're going to help make this change, is a bit idealistic. Because the average American hardly has time to take their kids out to dinner because they're working too many jobs.
I mean, I think this is exactly the debate that is happening around the country. And you're right. Maybe I did say opposing, but I didn't mean it. I just meant slightly opposing. I think it's true.
Okay.
We want people, we want someone who will be a leader. We don't want someone who will be a leader like George W. Bush will be a leader. We want to be united.
Anybody would be better.
We want to be united, but we don't want to be united and taken off in a terrible direction. Andy, what are your thoughts? Alicia's kind of obviously keen on Obama's style, but worried he doesn't perhaps have the experience.
Well, you know, all we can do is go by what he says he wants to try to achieve, and I think his idealism and his dedication to trying to find a win-win. And what I'd like to hear more in the common dialogue amongst the participants is the phrase common ground. I'm a folk singer locally, and I play in churches, and one of the things that I say at times is, I like singing for you people and with you people, but it's not enough. I like to envision that on one side of this church is Bin Laden and Saddam Hussein, and over there on the other side is Pat Robertson and Jerry Falwell. Now let's all sing together.
Yeah, but
that's our task, and it's not easy, and it's not sexy.
Well, Alicia,
what we have to do.
Alicia, what do you think? I mean, Andy's saying unity in face of these polar extremes is valuable in and of itself.
Well, he and I are very similar in that I sing also. I used to sing quite a bit. I've not heard Senator Clinton say she is not for people working together. I have not heard her say she does not want Americans to help in the campaign. The thing that I feel strongly about, like I said, I'm not totally one way or the other yet. I'm still listening and learning. And I've done a lot of my learning in our own capital, around the politicians here.
Mm-hmm.
And that is not a happy place. That is a very difficult place for the average person to have to go and try to make change. We have not been able to make change in Washington, D.C., no matter how hard we've all called.
Well, that speaks, Alicia, in a sense, to what Andy's talking about, that there is something to be said for just encouraging people to get back involved in the process. It's not going to kill you. It's not going to hurt you. It's going to be a good experience rather than a miserable one. Alicia first and then Andy.
Okay. I think that is phenomenal. It is phenomenal. The American people are finally truly very, very involved because we've lost trust.
Right.
Because we don't believe the people we have elected are doing everything they can to fight for us out here.
All right, Alicia.
The thing I wanted to say about Senator Clinton was that right now our country is in drastic need of drastic immediate change. She knows the back rooms of the politics because that's where half of the politics goes on, is in the back rooms. And we need, it's like our planet needs drastic, dramatic change right now, not in a month, not in a year.
And you think that's going to happen in those back rooms?
Let's put it this way. I haven't had any proof that that isn't where it happened.
Mm.
Because of what I have seen go on with our the national, Washington, D.C. arena.
Got it, Alicia. Andy, come back in. What about the fear that people have, and I think Alicia's raising it to some extent, that, you know, we can only afford to be disappointed so many times. I mean, we can only afford to get this kind of movement, excitement aroused around a candidate, as Barack Obama has managed to do, and then watch him give it all away to lobbyists or the Pentagon or some godforsaken thing like that. There is something to be said for somebody you do really know already. What do you think, Andy?
Well, I don't mean to indicate that I'm against Hillary at all, because I think she has demonstrated that she can work across the aisle with the political opponents, and I think that's very important. My only decision so far is that, as much as I love the passion of Mr. Roberts, I will not be able to vote for him, because he's trained in win-lose, and I like him being on my side. It's sort of like Bobby.
But maybe there is a win-lose in all of this. If we're going to win national single-payer health care, a whole lot of for-profit investors in private health insurers are going to lose something.
Absolutely. However, we can't deny the fact that they are out there. And we have to deal with them.
All right.
Walmarts of the world are not going away.
All right, got it. Now, congratulations to both of you. If I had one of those applause tracks, I would play it right
now. Thank you.
Great conversation. We'll have more. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. I'm Laura Flanders, and that was Andy and Alicia. We'll be back with Craig Holman from Public Citizen and White House for Sale right after this.
Helping you win the water cooler wars. This is the Tom Hartman Program. Stephanie Miller at 7 a.m., Tom Hartman at 10, weekday mornings on 1480 KPHX.
Reason number 9 to switch to Geico. There's nothing sweeter than saving money on car insurance. It's one of those rare opportunities in life where you can thumb your nose at the system and say, "Okay, system, listen up. I just got a better deal with Geico. Great savings, personal service 24/7, and the latest in online technology." Of course, the system may sulk for a day or two, but you're going to feel a lot better.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Mozell with StarRegistry.com. That was Duran Duran's Falling Down, written with Justin Timberlake. Hear it at StarRegistry.com and name a star after someone you love this Valentine's Day.
How satisfying would it be for you to know that a construction job you helped manage is now a functioning building, home, or development? The construction industry needs qualified people to plan and coordinate various phases of construction projects. But to get to that level, you need to develop knowledge and skills, the kind that are taught in the construction management program at ITT Technical Institute. Call 1-800-338-4571. ITT Tech's bachelor degree program in construction management helps graduates prepare for career opportunities in a variety of entry-level positions in the construction management field. Classes meet just a few days a week to help you balance school with your life, and financial aid is available for those who qualify. Learn more about pursuing your degree in this high-demand field. Call now for a brochure on the construction management program at ITT Tech. Call 1-800-338-4571. 1-800-338-4571. That's 1-800-338-4571.
When you're ready to buy or sell real estate in the Valley, call Mo Higazi, top volume producer with DPR Realty LLC. The secret to Mo's success is his great service and up to 85% commission discounts and rebates.
When selling your home, Mo generally charges a 1% plus buyer broker's commission of 3%. And with no buyer broker, the commission stays at 1%.
For buyers, Mo offers up to a 2% commission discount rebate or $10,000 on the purchase of a $500,000 property. Mo will sell your property for as low as has 1% commission, and he'll give up to a 2% rebate on your purchase.
Mo will even make a contribution of 5% of his commission to the progressive or charitable organization of your choice. Better service for a better price. Save big and benefit the cause you care about.
To find out more, start your own property search, or to list your property, call Mo Higazi, 602-326-3552. That's 602-326-3552, or go to ArizonaRebateRealty.com.
If you keep smoking, you're gonna die. If you think it's too hard to stop, then the next 60 seconds could save your life.
Hello?
Jen, it's David.
What's wrong?
I have some bad news. It's Dad. He has lung cancer, Jen.
Don't let this happen to your family. Final Smoke has helped tens of thousands of people quit smoking and has a 92% customer satisfaction rating in an independent study of all natural quit smoking products. Best of all, we're so confident that you will quit smoking that if you don't quit for any reason, Final Smoke is absolutely free.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the system, I quit.
This is Shelley, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month.
No stress, no jitters, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Remember, if you don't quit smoking, Final Smoke is absolutely free. Call 1-888-449-7392. That's 1-888-449-7392. Call for your Final Smoke now. 1-888-449-7392. Again, 1-888-449-7392.
Back to the Tom Hartman Program, live on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Welcome back. I'm Laura Flanders, sitting in for Tom Hartman. I should have mentioned there is a Tom Hartman website and blog. Now, I'm not sure it's updated during the show, but you could post a comment there and see. TomHartmanShow.com, www.TomHartmanShow.com. If you want to call in, you can on 866-303-2270. Next, we're going to talk about bundling. Yep, well, it sounds sort of fun. Bundle. Sounds like bundling up to go out into the cold. But actually, it's not. And all the presidential contenders are doing it, or just about all. And by all accounts, it's a pretty nifty way to obscure the support you're getting from lobbyists. Here to talk about it is none other than Craig Holman, who works with the government ethics, who is the government ethics lobbyist for Public Citizen. All of the information we're talking about, by the way, will be at whitehouseforsale.org. Greg, welcome to the program. It's true bundling is a kind of cozy word for something not so nice.
Good afternoon. Glad to be here. Yes, bundling is a term, is a fundraising practice that has basically brought the death knell to the presidential public financing system. Ever since the Watergate era, we had a public financing system in effect that worked fairly well for presidential candidates, at least the major party candidates. It placed limits on the size of contributions, so no individual could offer such a large contribution as to buy favor from the presidential candidate. And it provided spending ceilings that kept spending relatively limited, and it balanced the resources between the major party candidates to such a point that literally half the time through the history since 1976, the challenger was able to defeat a sitting incumbent president. However, all that has gone to the wayside beginning in the 2000 presidential election. George Bush devised a way of getting around the contribution limits by designating bundlers. These will be CEOs or lobbyists connected with a special business.
And then we remember the former CEO of Enron, Kenneth Lay, was essentially a bundler for Bush, wasn't he?
Was a bundler also, right. And these people would approach the campaign and say, I want to bring in $100,000 or $200,000 for the campaign, and I want you to know it's me and my business bringing in this money for you. And the campaign would assign the bundler a tracking number like 671, and the bundler would go out and bundle all these individual contributions from fellow colleagues and business associates, have them mail in their individual contributions of $2,300 is the maximum allowed at this point, and then write on the memo section of the check 671. That way the campaign knows when 100 of those checks come in, amounting to almost $250,000, it came from that bundler and that particular company.
So if you are trying to buy influence and you can't do it the old style way, this is a pretty
Well, convenient way to do it.
This is how you buy influence. This way, the campaign knows that Boeing Corporation brought in $250,000 for my campaign. And, you know, anytime, all these bundlers, I mean, they work hard at raising all this money. I mean, it's almost like a full-time job. And anybody who's going to put that much effort into fundraising and deliver that much money clearly wants something in return.
How much money are we talking about, Craig?
Well, at this point, the presidential candidates have raised about $334 million. We are expecting to see a $1 billion presidential campaign for the first time ever in American history this year.
And how does it break down by candidate?
Well, at this point, Obama and Clinton are leading the pack, running with about $80 million each.
From how many different folks?
I didn't hear you that.
From how many different bundles?
In terms of the bundlers, Obama has 359 bundlers that we've been able to track so far. Clinton, 322 bundlers. Edwards is leading the pack with 665 bundlers, but so far he's only been able to pull in about $30 million.
Now, how different is this from, you know, I want to throw a party for my candidate, I want to get some credit for it, I'm going to use my pull with my friends, maybe by holding a party or promising them all gifts, whatever, and then me saying, look, isn't this great? I managed to inspire all these folks to write a check that maybe they would have written anyway, but maybe they wouldn't. It seems innocent at that level, doesn't it?
Well, anytime the fundraising is done specifically for the purpose of making sure the candidate knows you are the one bringing in this money, there is an ulterior motive behind that, and that is, to get your foot in the door, to get access to the candidate, or at the very worst, to buy influence with the candidate. When we're talking about the bundling program specifically, I mean, that is nothing but making sure the candidate knows you have brought in, you know, $250,000, $500,000, with strings attached to that money.
There's no question this was the big unanswered question in Tuesday night's debate. It came from John Edwards, which is maybe ironic because you said he was the biggest bundler, but he has fewer lobbyists. I think no lobbyists, or maybe just one among those bundlers. He asked point blank when he was given an opportunity to ask Barack Obama a question. He said to him, why do you think people give this money? Why do you think, I think he said, corporations contribute, but we got the point. He didn't get an answer. What's the answer in your view?
Well, there are different reasons why people give money. When individuals are giving money, many individuals just really like the candidate and like the program that they're offering. But when you want to give more than your individual contribution and you want to make sure that the candidate knows that you're bringing in large amounts of money, you are expecting something in return. And, you know, we have seen this. I mean, on the WhiteHouseForSale.org website, we have tried documenting what are these favors that get returned. And taking a look at the Bush bundlers from 2000 to 2004, we have identified that one out of every four of these bundlers have received some sort of governmental appointment, either as ambassadorships, ambassador to France, or even cabinet posts. We've been able to document the relationship between regulations, or in the Bush administration, deregulations, that favor his biggest bundlers. You know, for instance, Thomas Kuhn of the Edison Electric Institute was one huge bundler for George Bush, you know, accounting for anywhere in the order of almost $6 million, possibly. And in return, George Bush started deregulating the utility.
Very nice quid pro quo. Craig, will you stay with us over the break? Maybe we'll have a couple of questions for you. We'll talk more about bundling, who's doing it and why, with Craig Holman from WhiteHouseForSale.org. When we come back, I'm Laura Flanders. This is Tom Hartman's program on Air America Radio.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. Call Tom at 866-303-2270. Randy Rhodes at 1 p.m., Jeff Therios at 4, weekday afternoon on 1480 KPHX.
What do you know about AARP? Do you know that you can join when you turn 50? Did you know it's only $12.50 for a one-year membership that includes the world's largest circulation magazine? Did you know that AARP tackles the tough issues for you, like health costs and age discrimination in the workplace? Call 1-800-950-7599 to enroll, and you'll find out a lot of other things you probably didn't know about AARP, like exclusive member discounts on travel, gym membership, hotels, and more. Call 1-800-950-7599 and find out about AARP member benefits like access to nationwide eye health savings and trustworthy group health, dental, and long-term care insurance. AARP works for you to promote health and financial security for all Americans. Call 1-800-950-7599 to become a member. Call 1-800-950-7599 now.
I can't keep up with my bills. My credit card interest rates are too high. I just can't seem to get ahead. Gas, groceries, it seems like all I do is spend.
Hi, I'm Jordan Goodman, author of Everyone's Money Book on Credit. I hear questions like this about debt all the time. Are you in debt? Well, you're not alone. There's a huge debt problem in America. It's tough to keep up. Debt Relief Solutions has the answer. Whether it's credit cards or unexpected bills, it all adds up, and it's your money. It's time to get out of debt now. Get help with Debt Relief Solutions and get cash back. Call Debt Relief Solutions. The professionals they place you with may help you to reduce or even eliminate interest rates on credit cards, potentially save you thousands of dollars. Become debt-free much quicker. Consolidate bills into one simple monthly payment. You'll even get cash back for paying your bills on time. I repeat, you'll get cash back for paying your bills on time. Get out of debt today. Just call Debt Relief Solutions now at 1-800-206-0430. 1-800-206-0430. Again, that's 1-800-206-0430.
Services not available in all areas. Certain restrictions apply. Results may vary.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Stimulating the economy, I'm Ed Donahue. On Capitol Hill, Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke says the risks of an economic downturn have grown more pronounced, and an economic stimulus package would do a lot of good if it's done soon.
Getting money to PIP people quickly is good, and getting money to low and moderate income people is good in the sense of getting bang for buck.
The Dow is down 140 points. A suicide bomber attacked a Shiite mosque in Diyala province in Iraq. At least 10 people were killed. Defense Secretary Robert Gates would like to see troop withdrawals in Iraq stay on track throughout the year.
That remains my hope, that the pace of the drawdowns in the second half of the year can be what it was in the first half of the year.
And Gates says sending Marines into Afghanistan does not reflect dissatisfaction with NATO's performance there. He's won the Tour de France 7 times, and now Lance Armstrong is going to try to win the first Boston Marathon. Plans to run in April after qualifying by finishing the New York Marathon in November. Lance Armstrong will use the race to raise money for Cancer Research Foundation in his name. I'm Ed Donahue.
Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. The cure for the corporate radio blues. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Hi, this is Carrie with Camelview Accounting Services. For years, I have been helping small to medium-sized businesses with their bookkeeping. As an expert in QuickBooks, office setups, organization, and maintenance, I pride myself on being fast and efficient. Services include, but are not limited to, monthly financials, payroll, payroll taxes, real property, and sales tax returns. Even if you do business in multiple states and have large payrolls. In just a few weeks, I'll have you up and running. And for as little as 4 hours per month, your bookkeeping will stay on track. You won't have to hire a full-time bookkeeper. And when tax time rolls around, you will have a complete package without the worry to take to your CPA. For a full line of services, please visit my website at CamelviewAccounting.biz or call me right now at 480-946-2484. That's 480-946-2484.
This week on Ruben Romero's Out and About.
And so, we both discuss about who will be president of U.S. after 2008.
Well, I guess whoever pays the most money.
Just because your show is somewhat loosely based on politics does not make you Bill Maher, okay?
You stay next to your phone, because the next time you hear from me, I'm going to bring you an offer.
Would I really trade this all just for the fame and fortune of selling out in the mainstream? I don't know.
Ruben Romero's Out and About, every Saturday night at 7.
If you can only make minimum payments on your credit card bills, listen closely. You need a proven solution to cut your credit card debt now and stop the problem from growing every month. Call Provanta for a free, no-obligation consultation. People just like you have let Provanta go to work for them, negotiating with their creditors to make the debt, headaches, and pressures that go with it simply disappear.
Call for your free consultation now.
800-460-4583.
That's 800-460-4583.
Not available in all states.
Stephanie Miller.
But the White House fixes Bush's grammar in the official transcripts.
Yeah.
You see, when he was the Palestinian leader was talking, his earpiece wasn't working, and he grimaced and frowned because he didn't have the Arabic translation in his ear, and he said, "I ain't got it yet." And so the White House transcript changed it to, "I haven't got it yet."
I haven't got it yet.
I'm guessing this is his fault. It looked like the problem was an unplugged cord. I ain't got her yet. Why can't we get her done?
The Stephanie Miller Show, weekday mornings from 7 to 10 on 1480 KPHX.
The Randy Rhoads Show, weekdays from 1 to 4 on 1480 KPHX.
Back, I'm Laura Flanders. You're listening to Tom Hartman's show here on Air America Radio. I guess the space music isn't to suggest that Tom has gone off into space. Just simply that he's somewhere else right now. He'll be back. You got me for today and tomorrow, and I'm looking forward to it. Thanks so much for inviting me to be here, everybody. All right, so the number is 866-303-2270. If you want to find out who the heck this Laura Flanders is, you can go to my website, lauraflanders.com. I do a show called Radio Nation here, et cetera, et cetera. That's lauraflanders.com. Let's continue our conversation right now with our guest, Craig Holman. He works with Public Citizen in their WhiteHouseForSale.org website. They look at government ethics and lobbying. And I want to ask you, Craig, about the legality of everything we've been discussing. Before the break, we were talking about bundling. And bundling is the practice by which individuals can gather together either their workplace, workmates, or their social network, or whatever it is, their professional circle, to make maximum contributions that they can to the candidate of choice. And then that individual gets to bundle all those contributions up and send them off to the candidate and presumably get credit for it. At least that's what he or she is seeking. It reminds me a little bit of a story that's in the paper this week about Senator Roger Wicker of Mississippi, the guy who was appointed to replace Trent Lott. We were supposed to get away from some of this kind of dirty earmarking and politicization when Trent Lott was, kicked out, basically. But no, apparently here's a situation where Wicker got a $6 million earmark for a defense contractor whose executives were among his top campaign contributors and were represented in the matter by Wick's former congressional chief of staff. Now, that's a very legal situation in the sense that the chief of staff was almost immediately hired by this defense corporation, defense contractor. The contractor executives make money, you know, contribute money, not illegally. Maybe they're bundlers. And then in return, they get the $6 million earmark in the budget. In this case, the company in question was the Manassas-based Aurora Flight Science Company. It stands to mind this was happening this week. It comes to mind because this isn't illegal either, and yet it just tastes miserably wrong. What can we do when these practices don't actually break any rules?
Yeah, there's very little legislation that addresses the bundling activity. And by the way, I mean, the Wicker example highlights the real problem behind bundling. I mean, many, many bundlers are really expecting things in return, whether it is a government appointment.
Well, I don't mind them expecting. What I don't like is them getting.
Earmarks, government contracts, deregulation, I mean, offshore oil drilling. The 29 of the leading companies of offshore oil drilling were major bundlers for the Bush campaign, and we've seen them continue unfettered with their business practices. I mean, that's the point of bundling.
Well, so how do we fetter them? I mean, if they're not breaking any laws...
In terms of legislation, there was a brand new law just passed, the Lobbying and Ethics Reform Law, and that only partly addresses the problem.
Now, that's the one that Barack Obama claims credit for, that you can't receive lunch sitting down or something?
That's right, and Obama was critical in getting the passage of this law through. And one of the provisions that was put in there, since this law only dealt with lobbyists, it didn't go beyond that, any lobbyists who serve as bundlers have to be disclosed on the FEC website. Mm-hmm. So when it comes to lobbyist bundlers, we'll be able to track them coming this summer when the law gets implemented. But lobbyists are only about 10% of the bundlers. So literally 90% of this bundling operation will be below board. I mean, it's a secret stealth operation that only the campaigns mm-hmm. and the bundlers know about.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I just don't see any way to solve this problem as long as there are no caps on how much can be spent, period, on these races. If it's going to be about who wins the most money, that money is going to come in whatever way it can. I simply don't see any alternative but publicly financed elections capped. Every election at every level, there needs to be a cap. The government needs to pay for it. It needs, I believe, I think every party should get a standard base level of free media attention, and then perhaps in proportion to their support among the populace. That's got to be changed from the product side, not the demand side, because the demand side, people who will be willing to pay the fees, pay the money for their candidates.
You've got it, Laura.
It's just never going to be controllable as far as I can see.
We've got legislation pending now that will address the bundling problem. I want to highlight that because of the bundling program, all these presidential candidates can raise more money, a lot more money, by opting out of the public financing system and just taking private special interest money, which is why all the candidates have left and are just out there relying on bundlers. In order to resolve this problem, we've got to develop a strong presidential public financing system, and bipartisan legislation has just been introduced in both the House and the Senate side. On the Senate side, sponsored by Senators Feingold and Collins, that would address this problem. Mm. What it does is it raises the spending ceilings for candidates who participate in the presidential public financing to become realistic, and it provides a lot more public funds for eligible candidates, and critically, it will match any excessive spending by a candidate who's opted out of the system with public funds for all the candidates opting in. So candidates in the public financing system will be able to spend as much as anyone who opts out.
Yeah, well, I would love what's realistic to be completely changed by saying, we're not going to allow our TV broadcasters, and at this point it's also cable and satellite and everywhere else, to set the budget on our races.
Well, the legislation, by the way, does call for some free airtime, so the broadcasters will have to chip in to help pay for this type of program. But I do want to emphasize, I mean, what a disaster this bundling has been for presidential races.
Can you explain?
I mean, literally, under the current presidential public financing law, all the candidates, each candidate would have been limited to spending no more than $49 million in the entire primary season.
God, seems like enough to me.
It is enough. And instead, all these candidates have already reached, or most of the major ones have reached double that limit, and we're just at January 17th here.
All right, let me take a call. We've got to take some calls here. I'm forgetting about our nice callers. Gene's got a question about this very subject in Napa. Hi, Gene. You got a question for Craig?
Yes, I was wondering, the candidates that are there, I believe Kucinich is against, is for campaign reform. What are the stances of the others? It doesn't sound like Obama was too helpful with that bill on lobbying.
It's confusing.
He
endorsed the bill. He was instrumental in passing it, as you said, Craig, but then he's got more bundlers than anyone.
Yeah, so Obama was critical in passing the lobby reform legislation, and I want to emphasize that Obama, along with Edwards, have both pledged not to take money from lobbyists or to rely on lobbyists for their fundraising, and both of them are keeping true to their word.
But you say that they're a lobbyist bundlers in both their camps, if only one, I should say, in Edwards' camp.
These, by the way, needs to be clarified as having been persons that were registered as lobbyists as of 2006, and are not currently registered lobbyists. I suspect if any of them did become a currently registered lobbyist, both the Edwards campaign and the Obama campaign would say, okay, no more. You can't participate in the bundling.
But Gene is completely right. Kucinich is the only one on the Democratic side, I think, who forswore all of this stuff.
Along with Gravel.
Ah, you got it. Let's take another call. Thanks so much. Judy in, is it Camus or Camus, Washington?
Yes.
Which one?
It's Camus.
Camus. All right, go for
Washington,
it.
Near Portland, Oregon.
All right.
And I agree 100% with this taking money out of politics. I think we're about the only country that allows us to buy the best government we can buy. So.
And look how good we get.
Yeah.
All right, Judy.
Your first question this morning was who would make the best leader.
Yes.
And as far as I'm concerned, John Edwards is the leader right now. He's the one that isn't taking public financing. Hillary has cannibalized his health care program.
I had a throwdown fight with somebody the other day about whose health care plan came out first. I mean, it was Edwards's by weeks, and yet
yes.
Hillary's supporters will swear blind it was her.
Yes. And Hillary and Obama and the Republicans didn't get on this bandwagon about corporations and the influence of lobbyists until Edwards showed that the people, it was an issue with us.
Right.
And now they're all on it.
Well, you can make a good point, Judy. Thanks for the call. When it comes to leading on the issues, there's no question Edwards is out there. I'm with you. Jan in Denver. Oh, Jan, and then I want to go very quickly to Quinn in Santa Clara. Jan, your question.
Well, it was more of a comment on the leadership style of Hillary, and from everything that I can tell, it's very smooth and brilliant because we have a track record, and I think most people in this country could tell you that the outsourcing of jobs is one of the primary problems with this economy, and yet the Clintons were some of the primary architects of what's happened, setting the table for this economy.
Unconnected from the campaign finance questions that we're talking about, and that we saw a huge explosion of corporate money coming into Democratic Party coffers at the very same time the party was agreeing under Bill Clinton to go forward with the Reagan-Republican plan for NAFTA and free trade, so-called.
And where were the Clintons during the huge protests in Seattle?
Well, you could say that about all the candidates, Jan. I hate to say it. Quinn, quickly in Santa Clara, then a response from our caller, and we have to go to break. I mean, from our guest.
Yes, my question is for your guest. Who are the major bundlers for the people who are leading in both the Republican and Democratic side?
Excellent. Thanks, Quinn.
Yeah, we've been able to codify the bundlers by industry, and by the way, that's been a whole lot of work because none of the candidates will do that for us.
Do I hear a pitch, send contributions to Public Citizen? Go for it.
They won't even tell us who they, I mean, they give us names at most, but they won't even tell us what their jobs are, so we have to go one by one and codify these 2,500 bundlers. We found the three biggest industries, the law profession, finance, Wall Street, and real estate. Are the three biggest industries. Finance.
Wait, give us that again?
The legal profession, and then finance, and then real estate. Those are the three biggest sectors. Finance and real estate tend to favor the Republican candidates, while the legal profession tends to support the Democratic candidates.
I can't restrain myself from saying it is a shame. It is just a shame that anybody in real estate right now is putting any money anywhere other than into the pockets of the poor people who are getting foreclosed on in those in the mortgage crisis.
But even with those industry breakdowns, I do want to emphasize that all these candidates except Edwards have opted out of the public financing system, and they are participating in this privately special finance system of winning the presidency, in which they are racking up debts to special interests who want something from them, and all of the candidates, Democrat and Republican alike, are doing this.
All right. Thanks so much, Craig. People want more information, go to whitehouseforsale.org, and Maybe you will feel inclined to bundle a little something for Public Citizen while you're at it. The number to call here is 866-303-2270. In our next hour, we'll take more of your calls and we'll talk about the role of women in politics in Nevada. The future of Nevada politics is female, say some, and that may work well for Hillary Clinton, or maybe not. I'm Laura Flanders. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Listening to the Tom Hartman Program, where despair is not an option. Get active.
Mike Malloy at 7 p.m., Rachel Maddow at 10, weeknights on 1480 KPHX.
The Bush administration has deployed a shadow army of some 100,000 contractors. Of these, tens of thousands are heavily armed mercenaries that roam Iraq with impunity. Among the most powerful of the companies operating in Iraq is Blackwater USA.
Jeremy Scahill, on the Blackwater expose he first broke in the pages of The Nation.
How can you have tens of thousands of mercenaries operating in Iraq and not a single prosecution? Their crimes against Iraqis go undocumented and unreported. I mean, this is a shadow war.
Stories that reshape the political landscape often surface first in The Nation, America's widest read weekly journal of opinion. Why wait for Nation authors like Jeremy Scahill to become bestsellers? Right now, you can try 4 weeks of The Nation absolutely free. Call 800-999-6863 or go to readthenation.com. Then get 20 more weeks, that's 6 months in all, for just $13.95. Or write no thanks on the invoice. Call 800-999-6863 or go to readthenation.com.
My name is Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock. What I'm about to tell you is true. My social security number is 457-55-5462. That may sound crazy, but I know my identity is safe. Listen to what my clients say.
My name is Bobby Joe Harris. I'm the former chief of police of a major city. Identity theft is a $50 billion a year industry and is a prime focus of organized crime. No one is safe. How do I know? They got me too. A reporter recommended LifeLock to me, and I checked them out. They did everything they said they would. My wife and I are clients, and I highly recommend them to you.
At LifeLock, we give you a $1 million guarantee that your identity will not be stolen. Stop junk mail, stop pre-approved credit offers, stop identity theft, and guarantee your good name.
Call 1-800-208-6851 or go to LifeLock.com. That's 1-800-208-6851. 1-800-208-6851.
Is your furnace working well this winter? How would you know? Just because it's blowing hot air doesn't mean it's running safely. You could be putting your family in danger by carelessly assuming your furnace is just fine. Get it checked out today by Parker & Sons. In fact, Parker & Sons is now offering their 40-point tune-up and safety check for only $69. Parker & Sons took care of my house, and I wouldn't use anyone else. They've been in the business for over 30 years, and they're the winner of the BBB Torch Award for Business Ethics. They're also a to-fix-it certified company, Phoenix's leading referral company. Talk about a company you can trust. They offer valley-wide service 24 hours, 365 days a year. You'll speak to a live person, never a recording. And there's no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays. So Parker & Sons will be there when you need them at no extra cost. Parker & Sons can handle any heating, plumbing, or drain cleaning problem. Tune-ups, repairs, water heaters, leaks, toilets, to a total repipe. So do what I did. Call Parker & Sons at 602-2-REPAIR and sleep a little easier tonight. That's 602, the number 2, then R-E-P-A-I-R for Parker & Sons.
When you're ready to buy or sell real estate in the Valley, call Mo Higazi, top volume producer with DPR Realty LLC. The secret to Mo's success is his great service and up to 85% commission discounts and rebates.
When selling your home, Mo generally charges a 1% plus buyer broker's commission of 3%. And with no buyer broker, the commission stays at 1%.
For buyers, Mo offers up to a 2% commission discount rebate or $10,000 on the purchase of a $500,000 property. Mo will sell your property for as low as 1% commission, and he'll give up to a 2% rebate on your purchase.
Mo will even make a contribution of 5% of his commission to the progressive or charitable organization of your choice. Better service for a better price. Save big and benefit the cause you care about.
To find out more, start your own property search, or to list your property, call Mo Higazi, 602-326-3552. That's 602-326-3552, or go to ArizonaRebateRealty.com.
Now more with Tom Hartman on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Hartman program is brought to you in part by the 200,000 health and hospital workers of SEIU 1199, fighting for quality, affordable health care for all Americans. Keeping our families healthy should be a right, not a privilege.
We're back in our next hour. Among other things, we will talk about whether the percentage of women in a state's legislature, and it's women that it's elected to state office, might have anything to do with the fate of, for example, Hillary Clinton in this presidential race. New Hampshire, the second highest percentage of women in its legislature. Nevada is right up there, too. Nevada nominated women in all three congressional districts in 06. Four out of six candidates for statewide office were women, including governor. And when you look at the leadership in the legislature, well, it's like five out of seven or five out of ten. No, it's five out of seven female. You've got an extraordinary lineup of leadership female in Nevada. Is that going to make a difference for Hillary in that state's caucus, which takes place this Saturday? We're going to talk to two people who are very close to this story. One ran for governor last year. The other is now there as the majority whip in the assembly. They've endorsed different candidates. We'll talk about it when we get into it in the next hour. All right, I'm Laura Flanders on the Tom Hartman program. Let's take some of your calls quickly before the end of this hour. Let's hear from, Brett in Waterloo, Illinois. You've been waiting for a while. Hey, Brett.
Yeah, hi. I was just calling concerning the leadership idea.
Yeah.
Which is the use of the bully pulpit. Okay, we have never had a great president, that could not utilize the bully pulpit effectively. And Barack Obama gives a great speech. And the whole idea of that is it puts pressure on the legislators. And that's why I think he's going to be a great leader, because he can utilize the bully pulpit.
Well, all right. Bully pulpit will be utilized in a variety of different ways, though. You can use it to persuade people that they should go to war against countries we shouldn't go to war at. And there's more evidence today that the White House lied. In this case, it was as recently as a year ago about the progress Iraq was making towards reconstruction. You can have a bully pulpit for good or for bad, can't you?
But Barack Obama was against the war, and that's why he showed good judgment at the same time. So he's got judgment. He gives a good speech. He brings people to tears.
You know what? I would add one other thing, Brett, and it's because we have such poor media coverage of elections that this needs to be stated again. Yes, it's the charisma of the leader. Yes, it's the brilliance of the speeches. But you know what? When it finally comes down to effectiveness at the level of campaigning, and I think ultimately at the level of governance, it really does have to do with how you are organized. I mean, how your movement, your organization is structured, how skilled you are in pulling together coalitions, consensus,
exactly,
and all the rest. So I'll add to your point about his ability to give a great speech and use the bully pulpit. Well, he knows what to do when people are inspired by what they hear. His operation on the ground is just simply really good at figuring out what tasks to offer people to do and how to help them do the things they come up with wanting to do themselves. All right, well, we can continue this conversation for sure. I think it's all very interesting. Chris in Eugene, Oregon. Quick, Chris, before the break.
I'd like to say the tragedy of the two front runners being finger puppets for huge corporate money is just terrible. Anybody who really wants the progressive agenda to move forward really needs to start voting for Dennis Kucinich and quit fawning over these people.
Maybe we
who
need
are
to
using your hopes and dreams to laugh all the way to power and the bank.
Oh, I hope
that's the truth.
You're probably right. Should we boycott the networks that have so cut Kucinich out of these debates?
Well, sure, because he's talking exactly what needs to be said, and the power and the money don't want it hurt.
That's you got it.
Clinton and Obama are in the lead. That's who they serve.
Chris, all right. I'm so sorry. We got to go to break. on that grim thought. But we'll come back with more upbeat stuff, I hope. I'm Laura Flanders, sitting in for Tom Hartman. You're listening to Air America Radio.
The Tom Hartman Program, for your minimum daily adult requirements of sanity. Tom Hartman.
My name is Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock. What I'm about to tell you is true. My social security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, we give you a $1 million guarantee that your identity will not be stolen.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credits, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens. And if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-607-9187 now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-607-9187. That's 1-800-607-9187. Again, 1-800-607-9187.
Being called a loser means you may be our winner. And being our winner dumps $1,000 in your pocket. Log on to 365dietchallenge.com and take the free diet challenge. We're looking for the fittest, fastest weight loss story. If we feature yours, you'll win $1,000 in cash and your picture featured on our website. Visit 365freedietchallenge.com today to register for your sample package of Impact Diet products and enter to win $1,000. Your free sample package from 365freedietchallenge.com also comes with personal weight loss coaching to help you meet your diet goals. Pay only a shipping and handling charge to have your free samples rushed out. Visit 365freedietchallenge.com. Challenge.com, and you could be telling all your friends, I'm a winner. Again, this offer is good for this month only. Lose weight and enter to be our $1,000 winner and featured on our website. Visit 365freedietchallenge.com. That's 365freedietchallenge.com. Shipping and handling fees may apply.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk. 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. The time is now for an economic stimulus package. That message today from Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke to members of Congress, and he says the Fed is ready to act on interest rates if necessary.
We stand ready to take substantive additional action as needed to support growth and to provide adequate insurance against downside risks.
So what's the reaction on Wall Street? The AP's Warren Levinson joins us live from New York.
Diane, the Bernanke testimony before the House Budget Committee confirmed, in case anybody had any doubts, that the economy is slowing dramatically. Like a broken field runner slowing dramatically, the stock market's being thrown for another loss in response. Right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down about 163 points. That's more than 1.25%. Dow was up about 50 before Bernanke testified. On the one hand, Wall Street would welcome a stimulus package. On the other, Bernanke's testimony that one is needed and needed soon is dragging down the market, which has already lost better than 5% to start the year. Diane?
And we'll keep an eye on those market figures up until the closing bell again today. GOP presidential candidate John McCain proposing an economic stimulus plan of his own that would lower the corporate income tax rate and provide a host of other tax breaks for businesses. Well, just over 2 weeks before new rules go into effect at U.S. border crossings, and Homeland Security Chief Michael Chertoff is responding to critics of that plan.
It's time to grow up and recognize that if we're serious about this stuff, we've got to take reasonable, measured, but nevertheless determined steps to getting better security.
And he admits that plan will mean longer lines at security checkpoints. The number of abortions being reported in the U.S. is down to its lowest level since 1974. The Guttmacher Institute study says more effective use of contraceptives, lower levels of unintended pregnancy, and greater difficulty obtaining abortions in some parts of the country may be factors. Investigators in North Carolina say they may have found the weapon used to kill pregnant Marine Maria Lauterbach. This is AP Radio News. There were some scary moments today for passengers on board a British Airways flight in London. The plane landed short of the runway and skidded to a halt. 8 people had minor injuries, but airline CEO Willie Walsh says most of the people are taking it in stride.
The passengers have been taken to a center where staff from British Airways and from the BAA have been looking after them. I've had reports from our staff to say that the customers on board the aircraft generally are in good spirits.
Near Corpus Christi, Texas, a Navy helicopter crashed overnight. This man saw the chopper go down.
All of a sudden, I saw this giant orange fireball. I mean, it was 200 or 300 feet in the air. And then about 2 seconds later, I heard just what was like almost like a sonic boom.
3 crew members were killed. Another was injured. Major League Baseball owners want Bud Selig to stay on as commissioner. They have awarded him a 3-year contract extension that will take him through the 2012 season. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Brought to you by Sam's Club. Join the club. Visit your new Gilbert Sam's Club at Williamsfield Road off Loop 202 and become a valued member. Look for name brand merchandise. Open at 10 a.m. See you there.
1480 KPHX. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Bringing democracy back to the airwaves. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk. 1480 KPHX.
I'm not an attorney and I'm not an accident victim, but I do work with both. My name's Dina Harris. I'm the administrator for the law firm of Osteen and Harrison, and I've worked here for nearly 20 years. Over that time, I've seen thousands of people who've been injured in accidents, and I'm very pleased to tell you that all of them have had their cases handled in a highly professional way, and they were all shown the attention, courtesy, concern, and respect that everyone deserves. The attorneys at Osteen and Harrison have recovered more than $3 billion for our clients. So if you're ever injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, call Osteen and Harrison at 602-252-8888. It's not about getting even. It's about getting you everything you deserve. Call us at 602-252-8888. You can ask for me if you'd like. I'm Dina Harris for Osteen and Harrison, and we'd like to help you.
Have enough hot air to last you an entire term in office? Temperatures are dropping, but North Valley Mechanical is heating up. Protect your heating and cooling equipment with annual maintenance today. Have fewer breakdowns, less repairs, and lower your utility bills. Call the professionals at North Valley Mechanical, 480-538-9184. Don't wait, 480-538-9184, or log on to northvalleymechanical.com. Proud dealers for American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning Comfort Systems.
Hi, this is Carrie with Camelview Accounting Services. Advertising on 1480 KPHX has not only helped my business grow, I also love advertising on a station who shares my values. So when you need bookkeeping services, call me at 480-946-2484. However, if you'd like to grow your business and put your money where your mouth is, contact 1480 KPHX.
This is Mari Connor with 1480 KPHX. To turn the volume up on your business, visit the advertising section at 1480kphx.com.
The Mike Malloy Show.
I know he makes sense on the Iraq issue. I wish everybody would get off the Ron Paul kick, for God's sake, especially young people. Look, folks, let me tell you something. If you're under the age of 30, libertarianism, right-wing libertarianism, is a joke. And Ron Paul is worse than a joke.
The Mike Malloy Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on 1480 KPHX. This is the Tom Hartman Program, live and exclusively on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX. Zone with Tom Hartman. This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It is, but this isn't Tom Hartman. Tom's away. I'm Laura Flanders. Glad to be with you here this lovely Thursday afternoon. Welcome, welcome, Air America Radio listening world. I'm ever so glad to be with you. All right, our number is 866-303-2270. We have, in the last couple of hours, been talking about leadership style. Which kind do you like? We've been talking about money in this presidential primary race. We've been talking, well, we haven't been talking about it yet, but mudslinging has been up there along with money really messing up this race in South Carolina, as far as I can see. But in other states besides, The one thing we haven't talked about yet is what difference, well, we'll talk in this hour a bit about what difference women make. I was telling you about the one thing that Nevada and New Hampshire have in common, which is a unusually high proportion of women in their legislature. In the state assembly in Nevada, where you've got, as far as I can see, three women among the five-person majority leadership team there. In the Senate, you've got an entire leadership team of women. You've had women nominated in all three congressional districts. One who we'll talk to ran for governor last year. Does that maybe make a difference for Hillary Clinton in the sense that this is a state which is pretty smart about women in office, that has had, as it were, through the last few years, quite an education about how women serve in office? About, not to say they're all the same, but I'm just saying it might be in states where you have more women in office that some of the old stereotypes and the stupid debate has been had already. It's over and done with. And might that help Hillary? Because New Hampshire had the same phenomenon. Second state in the country for the percentage of women in the legislature. I'm just wondering, maybe it makes a difference. We're going to talk to two women who can talk about this firsthand. One, as I said, ran for governor last year. The other is now the majority whip. We will talk in just a bit about that. But the subject that we haven't talked about yet is what difference a recession would make. You had Bernanke out there this morning pitching for the Congress to do economic stimulus fast. Do it sooner rather than later. Could you hear the panic in his voice? There's only so much money that George W. Bush can bring back from Saudi Arabia to try to stymie the oncoming or existing recession in this country. Could you believe that? He came back with, what, $20 billion in arms sales with the Saudis, $30 billion with the Israelis. The only people who aren't suffering a recession, it seems to me, are his cronies in the military contracting business. Meanwhile, how smart an idea is it to send bomb guidance systems to Saudi Arabia, do you think? You know, I'm for a end to the arms race. I'm for de-escalating the arms race. We have made such a mess in the Middle East, the last thing it needs is more weapons. But, hey, that's just me. All right, let's take some of your calls. Let's hear from Michael in the Bronx. Hey, Michael. Michael in the Bronx is on line four, line something or other.
Hey, good to talk to you again.
You too. Now, was that your dulcet tones I heard when I was on with Alan Combs the other night?
Unfortunately, yes. Unfortunately, because that was the first time I was familiar with that particular game. And afterwards, I figured, oops, I really made a boo-boo this time.
Oh, I don't remember that at all. Anyway, I thought you did. I thought that was your voice, and I was glad to hear it. What's up?
Oh, you know me well. But, you know, the thing about the Barack and the Hillary spat that was going on a little while ago.
Yeah, it sounds like you're in traffic or you've got an alarm in the background there.
Oh, I am in traffic.
Okay, go for it.
Okay, the situation was this, that I called another talk show host. You probably know him, Mike Malloy.
Yeah, I've heard of him.
And I spoke to him about what was going on, what I suspected was happening. And the thing is that I suspect that the right-wing media have provoked this kind of confrontation, because I know that any and every campaign debate, there is the media, there is the press, and then there was word going around that somebody said to Hillary that, what did you think about what Obama said, this or that, and took it out of context, or it was totally inaccurate, and they pulled the same stunt with Obama regarding Hillary.
So you think the right media is kind of provoking this catfight?
I'm sorry?
You think the right media is provoking this dispute between the two?
And that's what I was thinking, because the Republican leaders, they sure don't have anything to offer for the American people. They can't deal with the issues. They know that they're falling in the polls when it comes to the Democrats and the progressives. So instead of dealing with the issues, they got to turn around with personal attacks on them, turn around and pull these stuff.
Well, you know what, though? I would agree with you, Michael, but you've also got President Clinton in there stirring this stuff up. It's not just the media. I wish it were, but could someone put a leash on this guy? It did not help her campaign when President Clinton, Bill, came out saying what he did about Barack Obama and fantasy. You know, it's just poor choice of language referring to the aspiration, the dream, the confidence, the hope that people have that there might actually be a candidate, you know, that might actually be in the candidacy of Barack Obama, somebody who had opposed the war from the start. I don't know, but it was poor choice of language. And then for President Clinton to come out this week and support the NEA's lawsuit against the locating of caucuses in casinos, that didn't help his wife either. All right, let's take another quick call. Ben in Oregon. Hey, Ben. Ben, are you there? If we lose Ben, let's move to Kathy in Oregon.
Okay, thank you. You know, I was on the leadership issue.
Yeah.
So I want to say it's wonderful to hear your voice again since I so often work.
Oh, I'm glad to be here. Thanks for tuning in.
The leadership issue, I think that Obama is appealing right now because it gives people some hope and things are still black and dark right now. And I heard someone say, which I really agree with, that he gives a great I Give a Dream speech, but after the warm and fuzzy excitement wears off, you really wonder what he said because there isn't any substance.
Mm-hmm.
And he keeps saying he's this great voice for change, but his voting record's the same as Hillary's, except somewhat less progressive.
Mm-hmm.
Why does he... there's been this question raised, too, about why he doesn't show up for votes that are a little bit more sensitive, or why he votes only present when he is sometimes there for some of those votes.
Yeah, I mean, there's no question, as we anticipate the national holiday for Dr. King's birthday, and we've just marked his actual birthday, it's worth remembering that Dr. King just didn't talk about having a dream. In the years before he died in particular, he talked about needing to reassess our priorities in the area of warmongering and capitalism. Let's face it. I mean, one of his last speeches, almost exactly a year to the day before he died, when he was talking about the war in Vietnam, he also talked about we have got to reprioritize people over things. We've got to change our attitude to materialism. Alarm bells must have been sounding in corporate headquarters all over the country. Here is a man who was targeting poverty in America with a campaign that many people think is what really got him killed. So I think it's interesting that in all of the discussion about the relevance of the King legacy to today's race, what we're missing is the guy did talk quite a lot of specifics. Now, the one thing that King had was he had Malcolm X at his flank, you know, outflanking him for most of their joint lives. What Obama clearly needs is a movement that will push him and keep him to at least the promises that people think he's made to them, so that when he gets to Washington, he's not just listening to the biggest lobbyist or the loudest voice from the Pentagon. I think that's the only possibility there is for the Obama campaign, is that it has empowered enough people that they could create an alternative power, as it were, in the country, if not now, in the future.
But I think he's too much of a centrist, and I honestly think that when he gets there, that we're not going to see this progressive agenda unless he is really, really pushed.
Well, that's where we come in.
I don't think he has any depth. If you listen to him on the debates, his answers are pretty shallow. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know who writes his speeches. I don't know that he writes his speeches. So, but when he's having to think on his feet, I don't think he shows leadership qualities when he thinks on his feet.
All right. Thanks, Kathy. Appreciate your opinion. We're going to take a break and come back. So much to talk about, so little time. We will be back tomorrow, and we'll continue more of this conversation. So don't forget that. In a second, we will be joined by two folks who are going to talk about the role of women in this race, and particularly in Nevada. We'll hear from a couple of women legislators about just what a difference they might make. All right. I'm Laura Flanders, listening to The Tom Hartman Show. We'll be right back.
Closing the con in conservative. This is the Tom Hartman Program. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Weekdays on 1480 KPHX.
Hi, Tom Hartman here, and I want to talk to you about gold. Gold is real money, and it's been real money for over 5,000 years. And as you know, gold will still be real money when the dollar is just a footnote in history. That's why I began buying gold years ago, and now I acquire some of mine through ITM Trading. You should call ITM 2, 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD. There may be rumors of a strong dollar policy or rallies that send the dollar higher for a short time, but trust me, the dollar's future is already baked into the cake. The U.S. has gone from a creditor nation in the 70s to the largest debtor nation the world has ever known. That's why some nations want euros rather than dollars today, and that's big money, smart money talking. So I hope you're listening when I tell you you should call my friends at ITM Trading and get some gold today. Your long-term financial future may depend on it. Talk to the experts at ITM Trading. They'll answer your questions and send you a free information packet about owning gold to get you started. It's really very simple. Call and talk to their experts. 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD.
Hello, this is Randy Rhodes. You know, I had my fair share of dental work, and I also had to endure the horrible pain that can ensue from it. So when I came to beautiful Phoenix, Arizona this past September, you remember I was still in pain from those procedures. Well, then I met Dr. Mark Espinoza at Central Dental Care. Mark was so great. He immediately had me stop by his clinic so he can investigate where my pain was coming from. And I'm telling you, if it wasn't for Dr. Espinoza, his wife Susanna, and Central Dental Care, I might not have made it through my big night in Phoenix, and I had a great time that night because Dr. Espinoza truly is the painless smile makeover specialist. Don't just take my word for it. Call the super friendly staff at Central Dental Care at 602-943-7297. 602-943-7297. Find out for yourself. Central Dental Care. Man, can they brighten your day and smile. Call 602-943-7297 or log on to centraldentalcare.com. Central Dental Care. A great smile was never so easy.
You, the listeners of 1480 KPHX and the Tom Hartman Show, are some of the most intelligent, informed citizens in the nation. You have progressive values and care what's happening to our precious Earth. You know the commitment I have to reducing the causes that contribute to global warming. The folks at Monolithic Finishes understand that your environmental consciousness seeks alternatives to old technologies. In the past, the products used to seal floors, patios, and decks used ingredients that were not Earth-friendly. Those sealants also disintegrated and left surfaces exposed to damage. Monolithic Finishes is in the vanguard of new technology and retains the fundamental value of making smaller footprints on the earth using natural finishes, which are environmentally gentle without sacrificing quality. Monolithic Finishes technology allows one to see levels of depth, texture, and color that you can't see with other floor sealing products. The unique process produces a multi-spectrum glow on every type of material. Choose extraordinary integrity and ease of maintenance. Choose Monolithic Finishes. Call 505-907-8891. That's 505-907-8891.
Ever notice your local furniture store is always having an amazing sale? It's always based on something urgent, like we need to make room for new inventory, or we're going out of business. Well, folks, they've been going out of business for years now. It's all part of the game. You know, the game. The one retailers play with your money. They buy stuff wholesale, mark the price way up, then have a sale to create the illusion that you've gotten a great deal. Before you jump on the next great deal you see in a retail store, you really should attend an open house at Direct Buy. Call today and let them send you an invitation and a free insider's guide that sheds some light on just how much retailers mark up their prices. And it'll tell you all about buying manufacturer direct. Stop paying 40 and 50% markup at retail. Call 800-471-1184 to learn more. That's 800-471-1184. Call 800-471-1184 today.
Randy Rhodes is next at 1 p.m. Then Jeff Barrios at 4. This is 1480 KPHX.
What difference do women make? That's what we're going to talk about with our next guests. I'm Laura Flanders, sitting in for Tom Hartman this Thursday afternoon. Our number is 866-303-2270. And let me just make, I'm going to lay out a hypothesis for you. All right? Here's a hypothesis. That there is a relationship between states where people are familiar with seeing women wielding the legislative gavel, states where women have seen, voters have seen women in high office, there's a relationship between that familiarity with women in government and increased support for Hillary Clinton at the polls. It's just a hypothesis. I'm just going on looking at Iowa and New Hampshire. What's one of the big differences between the two? Well, New Hampshire has the second greatest percentage of women in its legislature, 35.8%. Iowa is way down in the national average and has never elected a woman to Congress or the governor's seat. Why this is relevant, perhaps, is because Nevada, you're not going to hear much about it in the national media, but Nevada is another state where women in government are all over the place. In the last election, Democrats nominated women in all three congressional districts. 4 out of 6 candidates for statewide office were women, including the governor. In the state assembly, you've got women in the majority, among the majority leadership team there. And as far as I can see, women make up the entire leadership team in the Senate. So how might this play out for Hillary Clinton and the rest of the contenders? First up, Dina Titus. Dina is a state Senate minority leader and Democratic National Committee woman. She's also the aforementioned woman who ran for governor. Dina, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you for having me.
So do you think that there's any sense to what I'm saying here? Is there a relationship, do you
think?
Well,
I think there possibly is. And one of the reasons Nevada has been so fortunate, I believe, to have women elected to office is that we're a new state, we're a growing state, lots of new people. Things aren't so institutionalized and so kind of embedded in stone here that women don't have an opportunity to run and be seen as making a difference.
And let's remember, it was Western states who first gave women the vote, if you want to really go back in history. Talk a little bit about your issues, your run, what you learned that might be of relevance to the folks running for the Democratic nomination right now in that state.
Well, one thing I learned is that if you are a woman running, there's still a glass ceiling out there, and there's still some sexism. There's no question about it.
But you got the bruises on your head to show for it?
Yeah, that seems to be mostly in rural Nevada, where there are a lot more cowboys than there are cowgirls. But we didn't run on women's issues, but with the exception of the right to choose. Mm-hmm. That was something that was important because that was a real contrast with my opponent. I think what you see in Nevada are a lot of single working moms. They work a lot of part-time jobs, so they don't qualify for benefits, so they're concerned about education and safety for their children and health care.
Now, the other thing that's interesting is that you talk about the power of labor, and labor, the stereotype in the media is still the good old white guy. The reality in a state like yours is the largest labor union, the culinary workers, the folks who represent that work in the hotels and the restaurants and the airports and the casinos, that's a union disproportionately women, female and people of color, isn't it?
Well, that's right. There are a lot of women in service jobs in Nevada, so whether it's nurses or public employees, teachers, and in those jobs you mentioned, back of the house gaming, you find a lot of women.
So how will this play out, do you think, for Hillary Clinton, based on what you're seeing? And how is her organization, I'm a big one for organization on the ground, what does it look like? How are women involved?
Well, it's huge. I've got 2 young women staying with me right now who've come out from Boston to work on it. She was here on the ground first and put the most resources and effort into the state. So they are doing precinct captain meetings, they are doing rallies, they are doing training all around the state, and I think she's got the ground game won. If this were a primary, I think it's no question about it. It's just some of the funny nuances of the caucus system that make it more difficult for all the candidates and make it harder to poll for or predict.
Now, that goes back to the difference between Iowa and New Hampshire. Iowa caucus state, New Hampshire the primary state. Do you think women have a harder time in those caucuses where they are face-to-face with their neighbors, their friends, maybe even the people they work with?
Well, that could be. Women don't tend to be as aggressive about pushing their own opinion on others, and sometimes that's what it takes in a caucus to win over those who are for candidates who don't qualify or those who are undecided. So that may be a difference. Also, you got to remember, a lot of women in those kind of jobs that we just described are working on Saturday, so it's harder for them to get out. And if they have young children, that's another handicap.
Yeah, so, I mean, I know that you've come out for Hillary Clinton, isn't that right?
That's true.
How do you feel about her now being associated, thanks to Bill, with this lawsuit to stop the caucus sites right there in the workplace?
Well, she has not been involved in that. This was put forth by the teachers union and some activists who are committed to Edwards, too, which doesn't ever seem to get mentioned. The big problem with the sites on the strip, I believe, is not that you put sites there because you want to give everybody an opportunity to vote, but that those sites get a larger percentage of delegates. And I think that has been lost in all the conversations.
Now, well, you're a delegate. You'll be out there Saturday morning doing your job. We'll pick up after the break with Sheila Leslie, who's a Democratic Assemblywoman and Majority Whip there in the Assembly. Thank you so much, Dina. Good luck, everybody. It's so exciting just to see how many people are involved and engaged.
Well, call me back anytime.
We sure will. Thanks,
Thank
Dina
you.
Titus.
Bye-bye.
We'll check back in with you. I'm Laura Flanders. You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program with you. You see, that accent's just contagious, isn't it? She sounds great. All right, when we come back, Sheila Leslie, she's great too. Stay tuned. There's a lot more. Tom Hartman Show right after this.
You're tuned in to the Tom Hartman Program. Call Tom at 866-303-2270. The Valley's Progressive Talk, streaming live at 1480kphx.com.
If you have acne, here's a phone number you need to call. 1-800-344-0122. Right now, we're looking for the biggest skeptics out there to test out a skin-clearing breakthrough risk-free. People who are sick and tired of wasting money on acne products that just don't work. If that's you, give us a call. We're going to prove you can make your acne disappear and have clear skin by sending you a 60-day trial of proactive solution absolutely risk-free with our compliments. Find out how to get your risk-free 60-day trial by calling 1-800-344-0122. Our combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective, it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin and skeptics into believers. You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial by calling out toll-free 1-800-344-0122. 1-800-344-0122.
Hi, Tom Hartman here, and I want to talk to you about gold. Gold is real money, and it's been real money for over 5,000 years. And as you know, gold will still be real money when the dollar is just a footnote in history. That's why I began buying gold years ago, and now I acquire some of mine through ITM Trading. You should call ITM 2-1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD. There may be rumors of a strong dollar policy or rallies that send the dollar higher for a short time, but trust me, the dollar's future is already baked into the cake. The U.S. has gone from a creditor nation in the 70s to the largest debtor nation the world has ever known. That's why some nations want euros rather than dollars today, and that's big money, smart money talking. So I hope you're listening when I tell you should call my friends at ITM Trading and get some gold today. Your long-term financial future may depend on it. Talk to the experts at ITM Trading. They'll answer your questions and send you a free information packet about owning gold to get you started. It's really very simple. Call and talk to their experts. 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
What to do about the economy? I'm Ed Donahue. Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke told members of Congress the economy could use a boost now.
Stimulus that comes too late will not help support economic activity in the near term, and it could be actively destabilizing if it comes at a time when growth is already improving.
Bernanke forecasts slower growth but not a recession. Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff says he expects longer lines for people coming to the U.S. once new border security rules take effect.
I'm quite sure that in the initial period of a new system, until people get the message, there will be some delay.
Three crew members were killed when a Navy helicopter on a training mission crashed in Texas.
It's the most unbelievable fireball, and I've never seen a bomb go off, but I got to believe this is something similar to that, or maybe even worse, because this was all fuel.
Eight people were injured in London when a British Airways jet crash-landed at Heathrow.
Everything seems like it's a normal landing until we had hit the tarmac very roughly, and when we're actually getting out of the plane, we realized that the complete undercarriage was missing, and it missed the runway.
The Dow is down 137. I'm Ed Donahue.
1480 KPHX, Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Radio for the people, by the people. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
You want security for the road ahead. The key to achieving your financial security is planning. Maybe you want to fund your children's college education, protect your family during your working years, or guarantee your own retirement security. These things simply won't happen on their own. You need someone to help make a plan to meet your financial objectives. But who do you turn to? Who will take the time to listen to your needs, your dreams? How about a progressive thinker and a progressive financial planning professional? Hi, I'm Donna Greathouse, local agent with New York Life, and a proud supporter of 1480 KPHX. I serve the financial and insurance needs of both traditional and non-traditional families in the Valley. Call me today for your free financial needs analysis at 480-840-2370. That's 480-840-2370.
Backed by 60 years of constant, reliable, quality service, Stanley Steamer is a clean you can trust. Stanley Steamer creates a custom cleaning program at special rates to meet your company's specific cleaning needs. Regular professional cleaning not only extends the life of your flooring and furnishing investments, it also helps create a healthier work environment and reflects a positive image for your company. Our commercial representatives consider everything your work environment encounters every day and develops a custom tailored plan for your business, including services that best fit your needs and budget. Call 1-800-STEAMER to speak to our commercial representatives today. That's 1-800-STEAMER. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your next commercial carpet cleaning. Stanley Steamer. Call 1-800-STEAMER today.
I'm the decider, and I decide what is best.
01-20-2009.
Saddam Hussein has weapons of mass destruction.
01-20-2009. In 1 year, he loses the house, the plane, and the title.
Major combat operations in Iraq have ended.
01-20-2009. The end of an error. Cross your fingers and keep it here on 1480 KPHX.
Back to the Tom Hartman Program, live on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Flanders, you're listening to the Tom Hartman Show. I'm just sitting in for Tom for the day, although I will be back tomorrow. Tomorrow among our guests. Well, we'll hear from Hugh Jackson of the Las Vegas Gleaner with the latest on the Nevada primary. We'll also, I think, talk a little bit about nanotechnology and what may or may not be getting into our food. We'll hear from the labor movement, I think, on their take, a variety of different people on the primary coming up this week in Nevada, and a whole lot more as yet to be decided. In any case, let me get a quick caller in before we go to our next guest. He's been waiting a long time. Ben in Oregon, welcome to the program.
Yes, Laura, this is Ben in Aloha, Oregon. I've got a couple of things I would like to say. Being civil and respectful and bipartisan is one thing, but out-and-out stupidity is another. If these three leaders in the Democratic Party don't realize that 06 was about the war and occupation in Iraq, then they should start talking to people.
It is extraordinary. I mean, I read more than one story this week, and I thought they were completely on the on target, saying, you know, it has become the invisible issue.
We have to get out of there. We need to get out of there immediately, and I don't think all three of them are there.
No.
Iraq is not resolved, and we need to get our people and our economy out of there.
And let's face it, since they've iced Dennis Kucinich out of these debates and Richardson withdrew, there is nobody laying out a clear position on Iraq. Of those top three, there's not one who really has a different position than all the others, I don't think. Richardson was the only one who talked about
about residual forces. They all now talk about no permanent bases, but when you ask them, well, as they were asked on Tuesday, can you actually say that all the troops will be out by 2013? They still say no, because they've got to defend the embassy, they've got to do this and that. Add it all up, you've got tens of thousands of troops left.
That embassy should be turned into condominiums.
You're not
given
kidding.
To the Iraqis.
You're not kidding.
I would like to say that here in the state of Oregon, we have the Democrats have a very large pool of very bright and young women in politics here. We've got a lady named Diane Rosenbaum who was with the Communications Workers of America, a union leader, and now she's in the state legislature. I think we're very fortunate here.
All right. Well, thanks for that, Ben. I appreciate it. That goes to our subject at hand, which is, does a state's familiarity with women in elected office have any bearing on their willingness to vote for a woman for president? Here to pick up that conversation is Sheila Leslie. She is a Democratic Assemblywoman. I think she's majority whip, and she's part of a leadership team in the state government there in Nevada that is overwhelmingly female. And as you just heard from Dina Titus, there's a lot of women in statewide office too. Sheila, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Laura. Thanks for having me.
So I laid out this hypothesis that may be complete bunk, but that did seem to me interesting, that one of the things that distinguished or was the difference between Iowa and New Hampshire is New Hampshire has this very high proportion of women in government, some 35-36%. Do you think it makes a difference?
That's an interesting thought. I here in Nevada, you know, we are very independent. We're very libertarian more than anything. And I think that's one reason women have done so well in Nevada in terms of elected office. We also don't pay our elected officials hardly anything, and that's my other theory of why
it's
we
like
have so many women
childcare, right?
In public office. But here in the presidential campaign, I mean, it's really not breaking down by gender so much as by the Democratic Party establishment, which has overwhelmingly gone for Clinton. And then there are some Democrats like myself that tend to be less part of the party structure and more independent. And here in the northern part of the state, it's quite fascinating. There's five Democratic Assembly people. Three have gone for Edwards, two have gone for Obama, zero have gone for Clinton.
Interesting. So, well, the place that Edwards is in the polls in Nevada is really stunning, given what the national image is of his campaign. As far as I can see, he is kind of neck and neck with everybody else, even though when they talk about front runners, most of the media leave him out.
Well, in the polling in Nevada, you cannot put any weight in the polling right now. What I have seen on the ground here is just an amazing, amazing grassroots effort by all the campaigns. But, of course, I'm associated with the Obama campaign, and that's the organization I'm most familiar with. It's amazing, Laura, the new people that are that campaign is bringing in, the young people, Republicans who are switching independents, and they're not polling those people because those people haven't traditionally voted in the Democratic caucuses.
That's right. So, it's very hard to get polled if you are a first-time voter. It's hard to get polled if you're using a cell phone.
Well, and I hardly ever answer my home phone. Don't tell anyone, but I use my cell phone exclusively.
Well, you've said it now.
Oh, sorry, people. But so I haven't been polled once this whole time.
What's happened to the issues? I'm going to ask you why you decided to pitch for Obama. But before then, where are the issues that you care about in this debate? And I asked your friend Bob Fulkerson earlier on, has it made a difference to the issues that you care about that your caucus is A, a caucus, and B, happening so early in the primary race?
Well, it's been very exciting in Nevada. We've never had the opportunity to get to know the presidential candidates of any party and any race up close and personal because we've never been involved. So the issues I care about, actually, I feel have been pretty well discussed. The war, you know, the national media may not be discussing it, but it gets discussed in every meeting I go to, in every town hall. Health care, of course, education, the economy. I feel like we've had a pretty good debate on the issues. Senator Clinton made a really good point the other night, I thought, in the debate in Las Vegas when she said, when we're talking about the war, and she said, just compare the Democratic positions with the Republican positions. They're all gung-ho, got to, you know, stay the course, more troops.
100 years occupation, if
oh
you listen
my.
To John McCain. What about leadership style, Sheila? One of the subjects we've talked on today's program is what kind of leader do people want? Very, you know, black and whitely put. On the one hand, sort of, you know, hands-on, I will be know where I'm doing first day in office, and I've got the ideas all clear. On the other, more kind of let's bring together all the consultants, all the advisors, and decide on our policy from there. Do you think women have a different leadership style? You've seen it there in the assembly, or is this just a purely a personal matter of style?
Yeah, I'm kind of researching that for a book. I want to write a book someday on that very topic.
Oh.
So that's quite an interesting question, I think. I have seen women of all leadership styles, so I'm not really convinced that it's certainly definitely a gender issue so much as a personal style. Although I do think women do tend to work more collaboratively, they tend to listen better. Those are the kinds of distinctions that I would draw. Now, Senator Obama, even though he's not a woman, I think of the three candidates, has the most collaborative unity style, which is kind of interesting.
And is that why you decided to endorse him?
No, it's much bigger than that. For me, the major overriding issue was the war. And I think he had the judgment to say no to the war early on. He's stuck by that. He's an extremely intelligent man. He's married to an extremely intelligent woman. And I believe he will bring just a much higher caliber of cabinet members, bring good people into government. And I think he's the right man at the right time. I think what our country needs right now, after being traumatized for the last 8 years, is somebody who represents not just change, people who have, everybody's co-opted that word, but unity, bringing people together, standing for something bigger. And I think the message that an Obama victory will send to the world will literally change the course of history.
Mm. There's a nasty little story circulating around the web right now, nasty in the sense that it's disturbing. It suggests that the members of the culinary union, there may be some sort of intimidation or misinformation happening.
Oh,
there.
I read that.
Have you heard
story
about that?
There's a million little gossip stories in Nevada right now on both sides of what's happening. I think I go back to what I said before, that Nevadans are very independent. They're going to vote for who they believe in, despite there's been certainly this whole thing with the lawsuits, which I just saw a flash got thrown out.
Yep.
I don't know if you've heard that yet.
No, I didn't. That's breaking news for sure.
Yes. Which makes sense to me, because those rules were decided way back last March. And,
yeah.
Come on.
I think the more caucus sites, the better.
Yeah, absolutely. Let people
period
vote. So I think Nevadans can make up their own minds. We always do. And I just don't buy into, I try not to buy into the gossip.
All right, Sheila, thank you so very much. It's great to talk to you. And wow, it's going to be exciting on Saturday.
It sure will, Laura. Thank you.
Talk to you again soon. All right, I'm Laura Flanders. You're listening to the Tom Hartman Show. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll get an update from Washington. What stories are breaking there? Washington. Yeah, that's a place over east side of the country. Yeah. A lot of stuff happens there, kind of. Most of it really not that important, but some of it. Your power is in your hands, people, and right now it's locally where you live that you're making a difference. 866-303-2270, that's the number to call. When we come back, more.
The Tom Hartman Program, taking back the mainstream media.
3 hours a day.
5 days a week.
Stephanie Miller at 7 a.m., Tom Hartman at 10, weekday mornings on 1480 KPHX.
Hi, Tom Hartman here. Are you fed up with cleaning your floors, tired of messy mops and buckets, sick of spending a fortune on replacement chemical cleaning pads? Now there's a solution. It's the Shark Steam Mop, the fastest, easiest, and best way to deep clean the floors in your home. The Shark Steam Mop obliterates tough grime on tile floors, eradicates stubborn dirt on linoleum and vinyl, and even melts away sticky, dried-up messes. I have personally used this product, and I love it. There's no mess that the Shark Steam Mop can't handle, and it works on all types of floor surfaces all around your home, even hardwoods. The Shark Steam Mop uses superheated steam and a special steam-activated microfiber cleaning pad to loosen, lift, and clean up the dirt. And at only 4 easy payments of $19.95, it costs less than people spend on chemical cleaners. Get yours by calling 1-800-733-1106 or online to sharkhomecare.com. Go ahead and try the Shark Steam Mop risk-free for 60 days. And if you don't love it, they'll even send you your money back. Call 1-800-733-1106 or visit sharkhomecare.com.
When you're ready to buy or sell real estate in the Valley, call Mo Higazi, top volume producer with DPR Realty LLC. The secret to Mo's success is his great service and up to 85% commission discounts and rebates.
When selling your home, Mo generally charges a 1% plus buyer broker's commission of 3%. And with no buyer broker, the commission stays at 1%.
For buyers, Mo offers up to a 2% commission discount rebate or $10,000 on the purchase of a $500,000 property. Mo will sell your property for as low as 1% commission, and he'll give up to a 2% rebate on your purchase.
Mo will even make a contribution of 5% of his commission to the progressive or charitable organization of your choice. Better service for a better price. Save big and benefit the cause you care about.
To find out more, start your own property search, or to list your property, call Mo Higazi, 602-326-3552. That's 602-326-3552, or go to ArizonaRebateRealty.com.
Hi, this is Al with Associated Appliance Sales. My wife Leona and I have been in the business for over 20 years and pride ourselves on excellent products, personal service, and the most competitive pricing in the Valley. So if you need new kitchen appliances, give us a call at 602-242-7561. At Associated Appliance, we've advertised on Progressive Talk for over 3 years, and we're proud to partner with a station that supports our principals, our community, and small businesses. We enjoy new customers weekly, and I highly recommend checking out the advertising section at 1480kphx.com.
As a parent, I'm all my kids have. I've got to think about what might happen to them if something happened to me.
Life insurance isn't something people like to think about, but if you have loved ones, you should. Life insurance is like a promise to your family that they won't have to worry about how they'll pay the bills if something happens to you. Garden State Life has been helping families keep their promises for over 50 years, and they make it easy. You can get up to $150,000 of affordable protection for your family without a medical exam. There's no waiting period, and your benefits will never decrease, and no sales visits either. Call now for your free informational promise package, including a free quote. Call 800-260-1229. Not all products are available in all states. Not all amounts are available at all ages. Policies have limitations and terms under which they may be continued or discontinued. Call for your Garden State Live free quote and your informational promise package at 800-260-1229. 800-260-1229.
The Randy Rhoads Show.
So I go home and I start watching my shows, my stories. And idiot boy Chris Matthews, I mean, I don't know what his problem is. I mean, you know, he's sitting there and he's trying to come up with a theory as to why Hillary won. Could it be that she just got the most votes? Oh, no. He's not having any of it.
The Randy Rhoads Show, weekdays from 1 to 4 on 1480 KPHX.
The Randy Rhoads Show, weekdays from 1 to 4 on 1480 KPHX.
The Tom Hartman Program is brought to you in part by the 200,000 health and hospital workers at SEIU 1199, fighting for quality, affordable health care for all Americans. Keeping our families healthy should be a right, not a privilege.
We're back. Rights, not privileges. Well, I think it is our right, just about our right, to find out what's happening in the nation's capital round about this hour on the Tom Hartman Show. I'm Laura Flanders sitting in for Tom, and Ellen Ratner's there on the other line in D.C. Anything important happening in that little old town, Ellen?
Well, you know, Laura, we are not having a recession. We are having a softening of the economy.
Oh, I'm so relieved. I thought for a minute there, with all the foreclosures and the dollar in the toilet and no jobs to be had and I can't buy a darn thing for what's in my wallet, that we were in a recession.
Well, I was with your friend Paul Jay, and we were laughing hysterically about it today. Also,
just a softening. Well, you know how those guys in Washington don't like to think about softenings.
Exactly. And then he said, I mean, this is, I hope Saturday night, but not Saturday, the Daily Show picks this up. He says, the baseline outlook for real activity in 2008 has worsened. The downside risks to growth have become more pronounced in particular.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. What does that mean?
But didn't he also say we need economic stimulus and we need it now?
Pretty amazing. Well, what is happening is the president is having a conference call today with Nancy Pelosi and the Democratic leadership, Harry Reid, and the Republican leadership to see what kind of stimulus package they need. The Republicans were, first of all, trying to make the tax cuts permanent, but the Dems resisted that, and it does not look like that is going to go in. And the other thing Bernanke said today was that fiscal policy actions may be useful. I mean, give me a break.
Yeah, thanks a lot. They may be useful indeed. I mean, it does seem you got Bernanke doing whatever kind of obfuscation followed, you know, he's doing where he is. But I'm worried that in Congress, all we're going to get is kind of electoral posturing. I mean, this is the perfect moment for the Dems to make their argument for stimulus and the GOP to make theirs for tax cuts. And we'll just be going down into depression before any of this gets sorted out.
Exactly. The other thing that people are, well, there's several things people are talking about today, but the Senator Leahy endorsement of Obama, he likened it to 1968. When he was a young prosecutor, he said that he likened it to Robert Kennedy. He said that he has a sense of hope who brings us together. And what's also interesting on that is the State Teachers Union and the Clinton campaign are now saying that they don't want there to be special areas of caucuses. Well, the problem is, as you know, a lot of the casino workers, restaurateurs, et cetera, people who are working in there have endorsed Obama, and some of these special places are actually caucus sites, are near or in casinos.
We just heard that that suit brought by the NEA had been thrown out.
Well, it is, yes, but what is happening is now that Leahy is saying that part of his endorsement is because he thinks if you shut people out of the nominating process, then you are shutting them out of the American process altogether. And that is part of the reason he went to Obama.
Well, I'm with him on that, absolutely. I think if you care about the electoral system, you can't be the one seen to be out there trying to stop students from voting in Iowa and trying to make it more difficult for casino workers to vote in Las Vegas. One of the things, though, that I wonder about, you know, Leahy's gone out on a limb at least a little to talk about civil liberties and human, you know, rights and justice and the Patriot Act and all the rest. Has he given Barack Obama a little bit of an easy ride here in that the guy hasn't really made much of those issues on his campaign so far?
Well, in fact, if you go to his website just a couple days ago, I don't know if it's changed now, but you ask for his foreign policy, they basically say it's coming.
Uh-huh. And what about home policy?
But what I'm saying is that, and I spoke at a college this morning and somebody said to me, well, I'm an Obama supporter, but I don't know where he is on a lot of these issues. He's going to have to move very, very quickly.
Well, he's got to move and we've got to move, Ellen. I mean, clearly what's going to make all the difference is to have a movement that can push this guy, a movement that can try to keep him honest. If he doesn't have people really pushing him, it's true. He could, it seems to me, go anyplace. Now, he does have a record, I should be clear, in Chicago. I mean, he was one of the people that helped to bring in videotapes into the detention centers, into the prisons there after there was a horrendous torture scandal involving the Chicago police. So, you know, maybe there's a background there. Anything else we should know about Ellen?
The Pentagon is moving a little backwards on what the Secretary said yesterday about NATO's ability to fight in Afghanistan. He said that he believes that they're actually moving towards an ability to fight in Afghanistan. He yesterday said that certain countries like Canada and the Brits, et cetera, could not fight the insurgency, but he seemed to back off that after NATO went completely nuts on him. also, the general who is in charge of the transition command testified before the House Armed Services this morning and said that he does think that the Iraqis are going to give about 80,000 soldiers, but he said they will not before the end of 2008, but they were certainly not going to be ready to stand alone at this point. So that just means a lot more time in Iraq.
So we've got a little backing up by the Pentagon, a little softening in the economy. I think we're really in big trouble.
I do, too. But I love the softening of the economy. What an image.
Oh, please. All right, I don't want to think about that. We're going to have to think about it because any good nighttime comedian worth his or her salt is going to go to town this evening.
One last thing. The president said that we are moving too slowly in Darfur.
Well, yeah, that's sort of when you don't move at all. That's what you call too slowly. How about Kenya?
Nothing has happened. In fact, I'm going to go to Darfur, I think, with Tom Hartman in March, and we'll see for ourselves.
Maybe you could just detour and go to Kenya and try to stop any kind of ethnic killing before it really takes off.
Well, in fact, we had a briefing on that from the United Nations. Probably almost a 500,000 displaced internal people now in Kenya.
And where is it in our papers?
I'm sorry?
Where is it in our newspapers, on our nightly news?
Yeah, oh, it's nowhere. Nowhere.
Page
nowhere.
912. All right, Ellen, thank you so much.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you again soon. I'm Laura Flanders. I've been sitting in for Tom Hartman. We'll be back tomorrow with some, well, we're going to talk again about Nevada to some extent. We will hear from Hugh Jackson, who's just a fabulous blogger at the Las Vegas Gleaner. He'll have the latest there. We're also going to hear about nanotechnology in our food, in our skincare products, and how poorly this stuff is or is being tested by our health authorities. I'm about to choke from something caught in my throat, so we may go to break early. No, it's true. And we'll also be hearing your calls, as per usual. I'm Laura Flanders. You've been listening to The Tom Hartman Show here on Air America Radio. And before I completely lose it, have a great evening.
Exclusive audio archives and more information, visit TomHartmanRadio.com. Pick up the phone and speak your mind.
The biggest turning point in this election and what makes me excited is that the younger people are getting involved and they seem to be leaning the Democratic side.
I'm ready to give it up to the younger generation because I've been fighting all these years.
And that is the hope of this country.
America's power is in its people. It's not in our government.
Got opinions? Call in at 866-303-2270. Speak, shout, or yell. We'll listen.
Yeah, well, it's a pretty good job, isn't it, when you think about it? I mean, basically, I help people save money, don't I? Like, I tell people they can save hundreds by switching to Geico. They go to geico.com, maybe save all this money on car insurance, and the next thing you know, I'm, like, invited to their wedding or whatever. One bloke actually asked me to be his best man. Dear, oh dear. Point is, if you want loads of friends, giving away money, it's not a bad idea.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This is Donald Trump, and almost everyone I meet has the desire to be wealthy, and who really can blame them? Most people, however, just don't know how to turn that desire into wealth.
Do you have a desire to be wealthy? Do you want to know how to make millions, have fun, and get started on the successful life you've imagined? Well, Donald Trump wants to show you how. And he's got a powerful tape to send you at absolutely no charge. Donald Trump is offering to the public his Wealth Builder System, a proven system that reveals his secrets to making millions. And because he believes so much in the power of his system, Donald Trump wants to send you his tape today at no charge.
I'm going to share with you strategies and techniques to generate lots of money. Untold income, the Trump